participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Well, that is word around town.
You going to try to do that with me?
Yeah.
Because I'll get all over you.
I know you will.
Are you a prostitute?
Back off, Phil.
DJ. God, you're ugly.
Right back at you, hey, Phil. Look at the mirror.
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
I don't care.
Come on, stupid C.
You effing C word.
Oh, what's that supposed to mean? We're all guys in here, right?
When are you coming over so I can F you?
Hey.
Hey, faggot.
You are incredibly immature.
Yeah, you're talking about us?
Are you an idiot? Are you a moron?
Oh, yes.
Are you effing stupid?
Yes.
You are. Your brain's got the candy shell.
You effing idiot.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, a treat for everybody.
Yes.
Before we start the show today. And we're actually going to test something now that we tested before the show.
Mm-hmm. We did.
But we just want to make sure that during the actual show.
Make sure it's working perfectly.
At some point when it becomes emergency time.
Yes.
Go-to time.
We will break the glass.
You'll be ready.
Use this new innovative piece of technology.
It's been years since we've had our emergency Pete and Les show.
Exactly.
Standing by behind glass.
The legendary Pete and Les.
People have been asking for it.
They're all...
They're dying for it.
They're much older.
I mean, the reviews...
the same.
The reviews... Of these guys are, you know, if you think we get good press sometimes, we never get good press compared to these guys.
Why do birds suddenly appear? Every time you are near.
Well, that music.
Does it like me?
Yeah, that music means only one thing. Won't that be there, Peter? Means welcome. First the show, turn theme song. On a good-looking Tuesday. Yeah. Hey, how are you? Via con Dios. This is Pete Moss.
And I'm Les Humid.
And we deliver the type of radio show, in case it's your first time listening to the news leader in town. What we do is a show that's kind of, it's called Retro.
Ah.
We focus on the local community.
Oh, I'll tell you something. I hate that word, Peter. I hate the word retro because it somehow seems to me that we're looking backwards.
Our type of radio.
We both are young at heart. You know that.
Our type of radio, frankly, has gone the way of the how did we get along? How did we get around when we first got into the radio? Oh, that's right, the covered wagon.
The covered wagon.
Our show has gone the way of the covered wagon. This newfangled talk radio has become. What did we call automobiles when they first came out?
The horseless carriage.
That's what talk radio has become today.
Yeah, at least our kind of radio, platter, chatter, it just doesn't seem to exist anymore. And I'm very frustrated about that. I really am.
And I want to show you that even though we've been out of the biz for a while.
Yeah. Yes, we have, Peter.
Let me get my glasses on.
Put them on, pal.
For those of you who have laptops...
What are they? What would that be? What would be a laptop?
I really don't know.
A laptop? That's you mean a flip top, like a flip top cam?
Dell.
I still have several cases of ginger ale in my basement that require a can opener.
Hey, we got a lost dog announcement. Hold on, we got to stop the show for a second.
There it is. Yeah, here it is.
Sweet Betty Wilkins from down on Old Georgetown Road called to say that her pussy Ginger has gotten away. Ginger
is a yellow and white tabby.
Sweet, sweet, sweet little pussy cat.
Lovely
and,
pussy cat.
If you happen to see, look up in a tree because that's where. The pussy likes to go up in the tree. Go up and if you see the cat, give us a call on the Pete and Les line. And of course, that's 1-800. We love everybody.
Now, we can't do it today, but we do want to remind everyone that coming up Thursday, Tradio, where you'll be able to buy and sell goods right here on the Pete Moss Les Humid get together. So we're excited to be back. We really, really are.
Dell is recalling laptop batteries.
Well, what the heck? What in the. What in the Simon Says is wrong with that? I don't understand anything.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Pete Moss.
And I'm Les Humid.
And it's the type of radio, frankly, that belongs in this modern day and age, in this year of our Lord, 2006. Is it hot enough for you out there?
It's really not the heat as much as that humidity, which really makes it a lot warmer.
The Triple H is
a lot warmer. And here's a piece of advice. If you're out and about in the heat, drink plenty of fluids.
Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated. Oh, that's right.
Stay hydrated. And very, very important. Don't forget, it's important to be nice, but it's nice to be important.
Yeah, and here's another timely reminder. Hey, on a bright day in these dog days, as I like to call them, the doggy days of summer, make sure you don't look directly into the sun.
Happy birthday, little Stevie Kushner. He's a member of the Pete and Les Junior Listener Club. Oh. And I want to say happy birthday, little Stevie. Got a wonderful photo of him here wearing his knee-high stockings and his Buster Brown shoes with his big buckles, dressing like the young man of America today should. Let's not go down that road with what's wrong.
No, no need.
With America. I was watching television last night, one of the chat shows.
I don't have one in my house. I threw them all out.
A political statement on your part?
I had to. I just got so frustrated with the crap that's on there. Oh, I misspoke. Sorry, it's been a while. With the garbage, the junk that's on there.
Well, I threw away the cable because I find the cable to be evil.
I agree.
It comes over the good old rabbit ears that it's okay in the Moss household.
What happened to fantasy? What happened to the days where you could just think about love and, love between a married man and woman, and they'd get together, sleep in separate beds, and somehow, miraculously, a baby would come along? What happened to that?
I got my five sons.
The last program that I viewed, I believe, was a 1986 episode of Hunter.
He's a handsome man,
a good liar. And I don't have televisions, but I do have a small monitor with a DVD, one of the those little discs that you play movies on, and I have the entire box set of Barnaby Jones.
I enjoy Betamax.
Yeah, that technology is much better than they gave it credit for.
You bet. It's cutting edge. I mean, you get a tape.
Hey, when are we going to play our daily march? When's that coming?
Last night, the missus and I are in our separate twin beds.
How is Mrs. Moss?
As always, sending her best and making her five-alarm chili.
The best darned chili you're ever going to wrap your tonsils around.
So last night, we're watching one of the replacements for Johnny Carson. I'm not really sure which one it is. A rather hideously deformed guy.
Really?
Big gap between his teeth.
Handicapped, was he? Was he crippled?
I turned to my wife, Bonnie Moss, and I said, hey, Bonnie, have you ever heard of this guy? And she said, his name is David Letar. He's from France, David Letar, man. And we watched the show, and here's what's incredible.
What's he do? Is he like Jack Parr? Allen?
A lot of people have accused us of being stuck in the year. Actually, we've been accused of being stuck anywhere between 1955 and 1964. Anything that happened prior to the Beatles arriving in America, that's the time frame that it seems we are stuck with. And perhaps I'm going to sound a bit out of date in this modern time that we live.
Never on this show.
I'm watching the Johnny Carson replacement last night.
Oh, yeah.
And, I watched the whole show.
When's he coming back, anyway?
And while I didn't find it funny, I'll tell you something that I found... I don't want to say alarming, but this is
an amazing vacation.
The missus and I had to go down and get some of her famous crumb cake and get some hot cider and put a little extra special in to settle down. Because now get this, there were only two guests on the show.
Yeah.
A movie star,
uh-huh,
and some type of a singing combination.
You mean he didn't panel with George Gobel and about four other comedians or
luminaries?
Was Bing Crosby on?
You don't understand what I'm saying.
No.
Both of the guests were Afro-Americans.
Wow.
And I thought,
that's incredible.
Where's the white man on this show? Now listen... Don't bombard me.
Was George Segal on?
He wasn't.
Oh.
I sat there with Bonnie, and I said to Bonnie, No one loves people of all colors more than me.
What do you say? They were both movie stars?
One was a singer.
Oh, a singer. Okay,
so he had Nat King Cole and Sidney Poitier. I said to Bonnie, now, I'm friends with people of all races, colors, creeds. Good for you. My one neighbor, Chim Song, who runs the local dry cleaner, is fantastic. He speaks very, very good English. He does. And then there's Leroy, who works down the street, right? Far down the street. One of the entry-level homes into our subdivision.
Isn't that nice?
Into Kinder Acres.
That is delightful.
And I've seen Leroy, and occasionally, even when he approaches my car, I do not unlock the doors.
You know, my wife, Cookie Human, was telling me that you actually have a family of Jewish extraction living in your neighborhood now.
Well, listen to this. First with Leroy. Occasionally I do not unlock my doors. Most times I do.
I understand, Pete.
He'll come over and actually put his hands on my car.
Excuse me.
And you mentioned the Jewish people in the neighborhood.
My bag.
Oh.
My bag.
Your colostomy bag?
My bag is acting up. Might be time for the change.
I don't know what happened.
I'm real sorry.
I don't know, friends, what happened in 1963.
I had a functioning colon in 1963.
We call it all our America. And all I know is that television was in black and white, and America, my America, was in black and white.
Now, I thought you told me you weren't going to get political. You've been like this ever since Nixon lost to Kennedy.
When I was talking to Michael Hughes, who incidentally is one of these new executives in radio, and I find him to be absolutely brilliant.
I think he's not only brilliant, but he has a sense of history, and he respects broadcasters like us. And I really respect the fact that he ingratiates himself to us.
The directive he gave me to pass on to you before the show was, well, first he said, kick bottom.
Yeah. In a manly way, in an army barracks kind of way that we're not going to share with you. Not on this program. You're not going to hear that kind of stuff here.
And by golly, he said, go out and just say whatever you really feel, because that's what America is all about today.
Let me tell you a brief story about Michael Hughes, just very brief, because I just want to let you know the man behind the position of general manager here at the station.
Genius.
When I was having, the better part of my foot amputated, Michael Hughes was the only executive in this company that took the time to send me a box of candy. Now, it was not appropriate because diabetics are not supposed to enjoy candy, but I still knew the thought was there, and I thought it was very generous of him, and it actually speeded my recovery, and I was able to, I don't walk like I used to, but I think he can walk just fine with half a foot, and I'm being treated now, and I just want to say thank you, Michael Hughes, and I'm using this public forum to do so.
What a fabulous
guy he is.
They're giving us the wrap-up time.
Wrap-up time.
I don't know if we've heard from Little Pussy. I don't know if we ever found the cat that was missing out there today.
No, that's the only one we have today, right? No dogs, just the cat.
Smokey Bear says that the chance of a fire is good today because it's so hot outside.
Fire danger high.
So remember to please stay hydrated.
Please stay hydrated.
And
we don't want to lose any listeners. We don't have to.
Being as Mr. Hughes said we could say anything we wanted, I'd like to say something that you couldn't say back on the radio in 1963.
Oh, everybody, prick your ears up. It's controversial. Mercy time.
I'd like to say hi to a fellow broadcaster who I respect from the bottom of my heart.
Is he working for a competitor?
He works for the news station.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
His name is Jim Fartley. He has been unmercifully dragged, he's just been pulled through the mud by the two clods, the two college radio losers that do the show. And it's time that somebody stands up and says, you know what? Traffic and weather on the 8s belongs right up there with Chris Columbus discovering this country.
Amen.
With Abraham Lincoln freeing the slaves.
Jim, you hang in there and you do a good job. Don't let those wiseacres, those little class clowns that by God, if I was 35 to 40 years younger, I'd march right down there and give them what for.
Hold on, I've got to check my blood. Give me a moment.
Yep.
It's It's a simple little prick test. Didn't know you wanted to talk about it, but, you know, since Patti LaBelle started advertising those fabulous blood sensors, you can do it. How we doing? Do you need a candy bar? Is 17 good or bad? Oh, I think that's dangerous.
Wow.
I think that's dangerous, but we're going to have to break anyway so you can get your insulin and we can move on. Both of us got the diabetes. So now we've worked out the kinks. I'm pretty sure we're being bombarded with hate mail right now on our website.
Sure.
We've done this for 14 minutes. And you should know that Mike and I were doing an X-rated version of this for about an hour before the show today. So consider yourself lucky that we got it out of our systems now.
And it was not funny. Not funny. This was funny. That wasn't funny at all with all those horrible words. Two old men using horrible, horrible words.
Someday we'll be back. Until then, let a smile be your umbrella. Be happy. Make somebody else. And remember, until next time, the time we've got is promised to no one. Time is nobody's friend. The current time is 15 minutes past the hour. You got to be somewhere by 4 o'clock. You got 15 minutes to get there. And we're always looking for those little dog and cat announcements. So why don't you give us a call? And, stay tuned for my very, very good friend, Charlie Warren. Coming up next, here, Charlie will be on your station of the stars.
Sharing that fabulous segment, You're the Critic. If you've seen anything in the movies, I certainly haven't been to a movie since Bridge Over the River Kwai. Bill Trumbull will be by later tonight. Spin some of your favorite tunes. And, of course, straight from the grave, Eddie Gallagher. That's right, Eddie has been remastered and remixed, and we've got his best of tapes for you. And don't forget this weekend, Simon Says with Ed Walker. Looking forward to it. Enjoy, everyone. Bonsoir. Adios. Have a happy arrivederci. Don't let your meatloaf. Take care, and take care of others. 55 saves lives. You can pick your friends and pick your nose, but don't pick your friend's nose. You're not only sleeping with her, you're sleeping with everybody she slept with. BD is for everybody. One nation under God. One never knows when there's a homosexual about. Okay, are we done? Have you got it out of your system? I frankly could go 4 hours.
I know you could, but I can see those ratings falling right now.
So damned fun.
Yeah.
Little singing song.
Let me just make sure that it's not a summer wind. Let me just make sure it's not a problem with the technology. Line one, line two, line three, line four.
No complaints.
Line five, line six. Well, nobody called it. Line seven, line eight, nine.
You mean they're not calling to congratulate us?
Hold on. 11, 12, 13, 14. Oh, my. Nobody. There's nobody. Man, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Let me take this opportunity to say, I poisoned Fidel Castro.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm a patriot.
Nobody's listening.
Damn it. We've driven them all away. And it was 50-50 last time we did it. Maybe that equation is gone to skew. The other people out there right now are screaming, please, do Elvis, do Elvis.
If that's happening, count on it.
Who's that young guy in the next room?
Oh.
I'm not quite sure.
Boy, he smells funny. He smells like incense.
Sure does. What's
incense
he burning over there?
Peppermint.
Are you a hippie, son?
No.
And how about the draft dodger in the back? Did you see that guy?
I tell you, there are a couple of them back there.
Sent him to a barber college.
A couple of Bowery boys back there. A couple of tough little rascals.
What are you doing, son?
Hi, gentlemen.
Why are you breathing through your nose, son? I've got an inhaler in here that might help you. I've got a nebulizer. Would you like to be nebulized?
I'm interested in the nebulizer.
Are you here because of the Make-A-Wish program?
Yes. The treatment's going well. Thanks for asking.
Is this your thrill to work with you, broadcast legend?
I don't really dream this big, but, you know, this is what they had for me.
Let's wait and see if you remember.
Oh, there. Now I hear the one. Who's that voice? May I ask you a question? You young man.
The one on the
phone. Is your friend... What? Is your friend retarded? Listen, I don't...
Are we still on the air?
Yeah, actually...
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that on the air. Is your friend special?
To me, he is, yes.
Oh, I thought so. How's he doing? Hey, a call!
For doing Pete Moss and Les Human.
Yeah. Hello, you're on with Pete and Les. It's been years since we've been back on the radio. 19 past the hour.
So.
Greetings, madame.
I miss you more than music of your life.
As you know, women always come first on the Pete and Les show. Women are to be cherished. They're to be singled out for their good works, and they're supposed to... They're our moms and our sisters and our wives.
And I want to give a quick hi to my wife, to Body Moss, who, as we speak, is right now at home making some of her five-alarm chili.
Mm. And Cookie Human is at home. Well, she's at home doing the very best she can. She no longer can cook. She no longer can get out of bed. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, when is the general going to bring out the march?
Ah, the march. Do we have our march today? Come on. How's about a march? How about a Sousa march?
Hi, it's Pete and Les. We're back.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, how are you, young man? I've noticed these callers, many of them draft age. Can I say a special hello to Cookie, my lovely bride?
Cookie, Daddy's coming home shortly, and he'll be there before your dialysis is over.
Hey, your radio show's awesome. It's the only tough thing is tough to tell which is which.
Yeah, well, we're both seasoned veterans. Mm-hmm. We went to school for it. We were taught how to speak clearly and properly.
When you work together that long, it's bound to happen, right?
Maybe if we tell you a bit about us, my friend mentioned Les mentioned that he's had the colostomy bag and most of my foot removed due to diabetes.
Hang in there, Les.
I don't like to call it an amputation. I like to call it an alteration. I'm the same Les Human that I've been for 77 years. And, of course, while I was serving Uncle Sam, fighting the slanty-eyed gooks over in Korea that they later turned into some kind of campy television show starring Alan Alda, I refused to watch that show because I said, and excuse my French, but I said, you be over in Korea, and you come back, and you have your testicles in a brown paper sack. And you tell me if that's funny. It's junk.
Not a comedy.
The show is junk, and that's just about the time I removed all the televisions from my home. I have been without testicles since 19... When did that war end? Well, I believe you had them removed when you came back. It was, but you actually stayed in the Korean theater, I think, through the 1960... the year 1960.
To be honest, Fuji... I later became friends and forgave him.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, he came into a fortune, as he says, yen, with a film company.
That's right.
Now officially combined all the Japanese, the Koreans, and the Chinese.
I was over there.
Still my favorite food.
I was fighting for freedom.
You were.
And they decided to make an example out of me.
Oh.
And took what I believe it was called a Ginzu knife. And what they did was they actually detesticled me.
Master.
And then they said, here, Uncle Sam. And they gave me a brown grocery bag. And they said, get back to your camp. And, well, it's a very famous story.
I just want to say you're a brave man. You won a Purple Heart and a Silver Star for that. If you had not been able to cauterize that wound with your very own GI Zippo lighter, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be my partner today.
And every time I watch Saving Private Ryan or any other great film of that era,
what a wonderful, wonderful film.
That's the only time I get a feeling down there.
So let me tell everyone that you're listening to two fellas from the Greatest Generation.
Yeah.
We're chatting with you right now. We have this whippersnapper across the glass from us who I can barely see.
I believe that we had a request for the march of the day.
Time for the march. I know everybody likes that on the Pete and Les show. And thanks for joining us on the get-together. We're back.
You're on a good-looking Tuesday.
Good stuff.
Welcome back, guys.
Thanks so much.
Good to hear you.
Appreciate it.
And I think one nation under God, let's hear it in the blue of the stars and stripes forever.
Yeah! March of the day.
Attaboy!
Now we're talking. Left, right.
right, left, right, left. Now I feel like we're doing a radio show. This is the real deal, isn't it? Back when radio was radio, back in the 60s. Gets your blood pumping, don't it? But I tell you what, if I had testicles, I'd reach down and grab them right now.
Yeah, I wish they were there, Pete. Really wish they were there, boy.
Damn Koreans.
That's why I never miss a parade.
Excuse me.
Yeah, now you know what they said about that? We're not friends. In your living room. We're not in your living room.
We're friends with Korea, although Kim Jong-il.
Yeah, we're friends with the southern part, Peter. The northern part is still very, very much in doubt.
Responsible for lefty and righty.
Right.
And I want to thank my wife of 76 years. Bonnie Moss.
Now you've tipped your hand and the world knows that you're older than I am.
Stayed with me even after I lost them.
Right.
Even after I lost them, she stayed with me. And she said, I'll nurture you. I'll help you grow new ones.
Oh, such a woman.
Such a dreamer.
Now I have to ask
She's
you
a
question.
Keeper. She's a keeper. That's why I took her to Korea for our 75th anniversary.
Now, let me ask you something. Now, normally you don't tell the story about Korea unless you've had three or four Manhattans. Did you have a late lunch today?
I was nervous coming back on the radio for the first time in years.
You can say that. It's a
medical
term.
You know me like an old shoe.
Of course I do. I do. Like your younger brother.
I'm fall down drunk.
Atta boy. But listen, I'd like the younger broadcasters to give this a listen. Listen to Pete Moss. Listen to him speaking right now. You won't hear a touch of a slur.
No.
He doesn't lose track of his thoughts, and he's completely lucid. This man, I can testify, his eyes are the color of tomatoes.
How does he do it?
25 minutes past the hour right now. Still looking for that lost pussy. And don't forget, if you have a Dell laptop,
I don't know what that is.
You have a battery recall. And I also say that to understand, Johnny Depp is quite the popular movie star today.
Yeah, he's in a movie that is called Pirates of the Caribbean, and it's a very, very popular film.
I bet it's a coincidence. It's been so long since I've been down to Florida, what with the Warrens and all.
Sure.
But isn't there a ride down there at Disney Place that's loosely similar to that? Isn't that a coincidence?
Well, you and I, why don't we, I don't want to drop names, but, the fact is that both Pete Moss and Wes Heumann, we both knew Walt Disney, personally.
Is that a coincidence?
No, we actually were there when Walt was actually forming the idea for the park. It was delightful.
Cool. And in recent years, when I've gone, well, not down to Florida, but being as it's out there and I've been drinking today.
Three Manhattans or four, Peter?
Five.
Attaboy.
Five.
Wow, what a man.
Five, but the last one really didn't count.
I know that a lot of people would be curious, how do you do a broadcast when you're absolutely inebriated?
I just want to tell you about Walt Disney since you brought his name up.
Yeah, please.
As you know, he has been frozen. And the rumor is that he's down in Florida. Mm. And the truth is that they move him around. He's in a refrigerated truck. And they move him around. And he was recently in my neighborhood. And I had the pleasure. of licking Walt Disney.
Now, you know what that sounds like?
The refrigerator.
That sounds like those two other fellas that are here. What do you mean licking him? What are you talking about?
The refrigerated truck showed up in front of my house.
You were licking him?
Looked like a standard good humor truck.
What the hell does that mean?
He's encased in ice.
The ice.
The ice?
I walked up. I was going to kiss it, much the way that you would kiss a casket.
Oh, you were paying tribute.
And suddenly I realized, hold on. I can actually lick this ice and take some of Walt with me.
Mm. Was it a spiritual experience for you?
Yes, and it was at that moment, through Disney goodness, that I felt my left nut coming back.
Wow.
It's a miracle. Peter, so many strange things are happening
to
you.
Kingdom.
It's the supernatural world of Pete Moss right now. I just want to say that the greatest show ever on television was Sunday night on NBC, The Wonderful World of Color. I didn't have a color set at the time, nor did I ever. Didn't feel it was necessary, but I hear that was a great show. Wonderful show with animals and cartoons. Mm-hmm. What could be more family-friendly?
I was watching something the other night. It was terribly offensive. Brand new on the scene, I was watching on a channel, 301.
301. What, they have that many channels now?
I was over at my son's house. He's got 1,000 channels.
Wow!
I was on channel 301, and this rather grotesque...
We had 4 when I was watching television.
This grotesque fat woman, who appeared to be reeking of odor, came on and was talking to her family, and I said, what kind of upside-down show is this? And my son said, this is a popular show called Roseanne.
Roseanne.
Mm.
And she was fat and she was on television?
Yes.
How did they let that happen?
I said to my son, Pat Moss, when did this show come on? And he tried to tell me it's been on for 20 years.
They're supposed to have only thin people like Mary Tyler Moore on TV.
And I said to him, son, I didn't go to Korea and have my nuts blown off, and then later come back.
I thought they were cut off.
Which did I just say?
Blowed off.
Well, I'm Mike. It's ancient orange. That's what I'm suffering from.
Very old orange.
Because, as you know, even without my balls, I was in Nam.
Yes. Either way.
I'm a patriot.
Either way, so you lost him.
Get him his meds. He's hallucinating now.
No, I was in Vietnam, and you know it, friend.
You were in Vietnam as a special tourist. How could you be married for 77 years? You were an old man in Vietnam. In 68, you were 70 years old.
Have you seen Clint Eastwood?
Yes.
In those movies without a shirt on?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think he looks good for being a man our age?
I think he's fantastic. And you're being generous to us when you say he's a man our age.
Hell, I'm vacationed in Vietnam.
Yes, of course. You had a fishing camp there, didn't you?
I had an A-frame.
It's delightful.
It was so sweet. What is Dancing with the Stars coming back on now? That's a show that I enjoy.
As I told you, I'm enjoying a wonderful read that I'd recommend to everyone. Don't have a TV in the house, but I'm reading Ernest Hemingway's The Old Man and the Sea.
Ah.
I recommend that. That's just so... It's about a man chasing a fish. What could be any more wonderful?
You know, now that I've had a soup of my steaming hot Joe.
Are you coming around?
Oh, that's a good coffee.
I'm thinking about the last book that I read. Of course, it was scripture. My gosh, I feel like I'm coming out of some type of alcoholic haze.
Well, you've been talking like a madman. I don't mind telling you, now you're coming back to reality. You're talking about scripture, the things that you enjoy. You're becoming the real Pete Moss again.
Yours in Christ time is 31 past the hour.
Attaboy, Pete.
This is Pete Moss.
And less human time to get up on the pulpit.
And listen, if you're out there getting some sun, Tanner turnover time. Don't forget about that. Don't want you to burn your buns out there.
He's back, ladies and gentlemen.
We're the station that reaches the beaches and rules the pools right here with Pete and Les. So tell me, I feel like I have an out-of-body experience.
Well, let me tell you some of the things you were talking about. First of all, you were talking about your own personal anatomy, which I won't go into detail on. And then you were talking about being in Vietnam.
Hold on, heavens.
What?
Did I talk about the operation?
You talked about what you talked about. You were talking about how you hate people. It was very, very disturbing.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Are you back?
You okay?
I'm 100% back.
Done.
Sip on that Joe.
And Nobody makes a big steaming. Get your thermos, your plaid thermos, and drink some of that coffee.
Yeah. Youngster? Hey, what's your name, youngster?
I'm Rob. I'm your producer.
I need a Depends right now. Don't tell him that he was talking about licking Walt.
Actually, you needed a Depends.
Oh, my God.
You needed a Depends a few minutes ago.
Read the scripture. Read the scripture.
Oh, did I mention that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay, Pete. It's okay.
We know you were a little uptight.
You did tell us that you had 5 Manhattans before you came into the studio.
What if Mr. Hughes heard?
He won't mind. He's your biggest supporter.
He's a brilliant executive. I hate to let him down.
You said that. You mentioned that. Everything's going to be okay. He understands.
Pete.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pete Moss here, throwing out a big APOLOGY to YOU from MEWOW. Did I screw up?
That's okay.
Let me just say that tonight, Mother's going to get out the whacking board and give me just what I need, and I promise you that I will be praying during every commercial break.
That's the Pete Moss we all know and love. Back to normal and back to the kind of family-friendly radio that we're paid to play for you here on the, what is the station we're on now?
I find it distasteful.
Why?
Because it, frankly... It tarnishes the memory of one of our greatest presidents.
The
station call letters are WJFK, which I'm sure is some kind of a cool joke about John F. Kennedy.
Mm. Yeah, not appropriate at all. And if you're going to do that, honor a president who meant something to this country. RMN, Richard Milhouse Nixon. Now that is a station I want to be on. Do you think they could change that for us? Don't really know. Reagan Radio? Reagan Radio.
He was the last good one.
Oh, he sure was.
But I'll tell you, as long as I've got my head clear and my eyes straight, attaboy, I'll tell you that George Bush is right when he says stay the course.
Yes. He's the, you know, next to Ronald Reagan, I think that that man knows what he's doing, and all of these subversive individuals that want to run down our country. That, my friend, is the President of the United States.
I don't know if you've heard this about me. I served. I don't like talking about it. I like keeping my private life private.
Well, you were sure talking about it a while ago.
I had a great time with my buddies over in Korea, and proudly served America, and then later did a little recon work over in Nam.
All right.
And just want to say that to all of our guys, is this show on Armed Forces Radio?
I think we are heard by certain people in uniform. I know that that happens occasionally. They send some sort of weird little tapes or CDs, something like that. Don't get me into the technology.
Hey, listen, don't forget, very, very soon we're going to have to be moving our clocks back.
Right.
Now, I know that it's only the middle of August now, but let's start thinking about this. It happens in October, friends. Think about it. It's spring forward and fall back. What will you do with that hour that you're going to be losing?
Now, when you're talking about fall back, you're not talking about what happened to me in the tub the other day.
No.
Damn, I tell you, when we got those little squigglies that you put on the bottom of the tub in the old house, it worked a lot better than that slick oil slick of a tub that I have in the new house.
Well, who is it that's too proud to get handicap fixtures?
I'm not getting them. I can work with this foot, what foot I have left, and I can do a damn fine job. It was a nasty fall, though, and I broke my femur.
Why must you insist on wearing flip-flops?
I wore flip-flops.
When you only have tubs, not even a stump on your left or right foot.
Bathtubs carry disease. No bathing bench for me. Not at all. I'm going to take showers like I used to, like I did years ago in the old outhouse.
What?
I had an outhouse shower, yes. One of those outdoor numbers, yes. You can laugh all you want, but that's the way it was when you're raised in Minnesota. Damn, was it cold. I'm very happy to be here now, though.
Sure.
But I'm just rambling on.
Of course, I was born in the Bronx.
Yes.
New York, where I played stickball with Larry King and Sandy Koufax.
Without a trace of an accent. That's an incredible job you did. You lost that accent, and you were the son of immigrants, were you not?
Are we not all?
In a way, yes, we are.
Touché.
I'm not sure I'm all for the new immigrants, if you know what I mean. I haven't had any blood.
Haven't we had that discussion about not keeping our personal feelings on the air?
You have had your cup of Joe now, and I'm glad you're back, and I have to follow your lead on that one, so I won't pontificate about matters political.
Don't be controversial.
I won't at all.
Talk about things that are going on in the world today, like, say, how can a woman possibly be an anchorman?
That's going to start when?
I was there, ladies, when you got the right to vote. And okay, I was against it. My partner was against it. We had rallies. You got the right to vote. Where does it say on the ballot that Catherine Couric, gets Walter Cronkite's job?
Oh, it's a sad day, and I'm reading here in the newspaper, right on the front page, Pepsi-Cola, that delicious soft drink, has named a new CFO, Indra Nooyi. That's not even an American name.
What's a CFO?
A CFO is a chief financial officer.
Right.
She's a major executive at a soft drink company in America.
Well, that must be a joke gag newspaper.
I sure hope so.
Is one of you pulling a joke on us?
Are we being lampooned?
Only by USA Today.
So you're telling me that there's a woman in a major corporation, and that she's actually running it?
It seems to be that she is running the money.
A lot of
she's in
now.
Charge of the money. My God, what's happened?
That's impossible.
We've been away for so long.
You have.
That's impossible.
We've been in that apartment in the Bronx, and I've been out at my Minnesota fishing cabin.
Well, to all the ladies in the audience, this is your friend, Pete Boss.
And I'm less humid.
Urging you to do what God intended you to do. Drop whatever you're doing right now and think about that man of yours.
Yeah.
What's it going to be tonight? Pot roast, meatloaf, How about quesadillas or tuna surprise? Have that nice frosty beverage waiting. Make yourself look nice. Don't forget, he's been out working all day while you've been in front of the television. And most importantly, keep the children quiet, please. They are your responsibility. I like a lady in an apron. I really do. Oh. You're describing Bonnie Moss. You got a great lady there. I had a great lady. Yeah. She's not what she once was, but she's still my sweet cookie. Yeah. She's still my sweet cookie human, and I love her to death. I truly do. Listen, after the tragedy your wife went through, yeah, the many surgeries, a lesser man would have left. I know.
Yeah.
I'm with her all the way. Till death do us part. I remember my vows. I've seen her body. We hot tub together.
Right.
And your wife's body looks like Swiss cheese.
Yeah, it's tough.
I don't mind telling you, they've had to go in with an ice cream scoop to get the cancer out of that. It's very frustrating. Excuse me.
Choked him up.
I'm real sorry. I'm kind of losing it. Can I just say, Cookie, Daddy's going to come home soon, and we're going to give you a nice little foot rub. Okay. The only things on that beautiful, petite little body that are left, her twisted, malformed physique. She'll be waiting for me. I love you, baby. I really do. Why did I bring that up?
If I could bring a bit of levity to this situation.
Please.
I can't tell you the amount of times that I've been over at your house.
Yeah.
Seen your lovely wife.
Sure.
And actually had a conversation with you while looking through one of the many holes in her body.
It's tough. And, it was about 3 months ago that she still recognized you. That doesn't happen anymore. But she's still my little cookie.
And you're still having sex with her, aren't you?
What is wrong with you? Is that the man happening again? But if you must ask, the answer is yes. Makes me feel good. Every day I leave the house and tell her, stay. She always does. She's in the exact same position when I leave as when I come home. I think she's alive.
Tell you what, it's a damn shame what's happened to radio today.
Yeah, smutmongers.
This crap.
Shock jocks.
These fellas that do this show now. First, the one of them, the one that just will not shut up. The entire thing with him is, I went to the grocery store today. Like, everybody doesn't go to the grocery store.
Well, what's that all about?
I've got a girlfriend, or I had a bowel movement today.
Give me a break.
And the other one...
Knock it off.
The other one is over there, and he's like, hey, I was out with my teenage girlfriend last night. I was at my restaurant last night.
And is there no morality in the world anymore?
And he says, I heard yesterday, the one says, I had 100 Twinkies, and the other one, just so jealous, says, okay, you had 100 Twinkies, but I had 100 bowel movements yesterday. And then they've got this hyena that we've got in here right now who they, for some reason, refer to as King Kong.
Ladies and gentlemen, I ask you, is that comedy? I don't think so. Mm. And I hope that you will agree that we are the suitable replacements, permanently, for the Dan and Mark show. I really think that they're smutmongers and they should be taken off. And that's why we're here today. Because we have grabbed the ear of a brilliant, young, go-getter executive named Michael Hughes.
Said to us, guys, come on, try a break, see how it feels. And I think that we have assimilated into the modern society.
It feels quite natural to me. It really does.
You're ahead.
Just like my relationship with my lovely wife, Cookie. Cookie Human. We have a natural, loving relationship that we will have until she goes to a better place. I'm sorry to bring it up again. I'm real sorry.
I tell you what. When you stayed with her, my gosh, when I think of what they've taken out of her, what I think of the lack of organs,
yeah,
the lack of, for lack of a better word, feminine parts that they've taken off that woman, they've turned her into some kind of bloody Frankenstein, but gosh, if you don't dress her up in the prettiest dolly nightgowns,
she's my cookie,
smear that makeup all over her face.
She's my little cookie. And even though hugging her is kind of like playing with pipe cleaners, I really do enjoy our time together. And I paint her up each and every day and each and every night, and I make her look pretty. Even though she doesn't know I'm there, I just want to say to her, hi. Hi, Cookie. Cookie Puss, Daddy loves you. He's coming home. I'll bring you a treat. She doesn't even know what it's going to be.
No.
I'll bring her a piece of bread and tell her it's fried chicken.
Bless you.
Paint her up and watch Baby Jane. There, but for the grace of God, go I.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, you got a fine, strapping woman.
And I say to Baby
Bonnie Moss,
I say to
so
Baby
big.
Jesus, thank you for giving me Bonnie Moss. And Bonnie Moss, I know that tonight you'll have, it's Tuesday night, and you know what that means. It's Swanson Hungry Man dinner night, and I hope that I get Salisbury steak with potatoes.
Good for you. Enjoy that and give my best to your lovely wife, Bonnie, and she is just, she still looks young every time I see her.
Now, granted, she is my sixth wife.
Has she had a facelift?
They've all had facelifts.
Oh, I thought it might have been the weight.
They've all had facelifts.
Okay, all
just right. Like Redskins legend Joe Theismann, who's going to be calling the show a little bit later to chat about why football is so bad now. Dancing, singing, cannons going off, players running out of gigantic balloon helmets.
You score your touchdown, run back to the bench, sit down, behave yourself, and have a cigarette like the good old days.
Hey, act like you've been
in
the end zone before.
Be a pro.
Keep a boy in sports. Keep them out of courts.
For the love of Pete, the way they behave out there right now, they just don't seem to get it.
This portion of our show brought to you by the Metropolitan Boys and Girls Club. We'll be down to do our free magic show for the kids, some of the inner city kids this weekend.
There's nothing that gives us more pleasure. We really enjoy it.
Sock puppets, Sammy the Snake.
I don't know what I like better.
Creamy the Crackhead.
Just going down to the hospital and performing for the kids or doing our fabulous Chili Spectacular. Give a hoot. Don't pollute.
And every once in a while, we'll find a McDonald's where they don't realize that you have to be licensed to be Ronald McDonald. And either one of us will show up wearing our Ronald McDonald suit and we'll do an appearance on the weekend.
You want to talk about a hassle when they catch you? It's just a, what did I say to the manager last time? It's just a clown suit.
Right.
It's just a clown suit, and it's good for the kids.
Right.
And we don't even want money for it.
Leave me alone.
We're volunteering, for goodness sakes.
You give.
And I tell you, with your military experience and my martial arts training, we were able to teach that manager a thing or two, no matter how old we were.
Tell you what, here's one good thing about being in my condition. When we were in this fight in Des Moines, Illinois, outside Hamburger U.
Oh, what a
wearing our Ronald McDonald costumes.
Oh.
Yeah, when we were both excommunicated from the clown college. This young 18-year-old McDonald's manager wanted to mix it up with the two old guys. He came over and he went to kick me in the nuts. And that, my friend, is when he found out what it's like to kick a man with no nuts.
Mm-hmm. There you go again. Mm-hmm. You're talking about it again. My God, you're going to have a flashback and remember this again. You're bringing up your anatomy again. You've just been talking about your lack of body parts.
Don't say the word.
You're kidding me.
Yes,
you did.
I was no nad man.
Yes,
this is so sad for me. It's so sad to make that realization that when you work for a guy for... You've worked with and for a guy for 57 years that...
How's Cookie doing?
He's got the, what do they call it? The Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's?
Yeah.
I think it's Alzheimer's.
That's it.
Alzheimer's.
Right.
That's what he's got, I think. He wouldn't know it, though. He's hanging in there. You're hanging in there, buddy, aren't you? Aren't you, Peter?
I sure am, Grandpa.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
That's great.
Mommy?
Yeah.
Would you buy me an ice cream sandwich?
Oh, he's having one of his flashbacks again. We might want to set our names, you know. Hey, cue him. Tell him what his name.
Mommy, I didn't mean to wet the bed.
Write the name down and put it in front of him.
I didn't mean to wet the bed, Mommy.
Write his name down. That'll jog his memory. Come on now. Hurry up, boy.
Don't hang my sheets outside, Mommy.
He's at granted.
Peter Moss.
Less human.
Peter Moss.
Yeah.
Peter Moss.
Hi.
Hi, friends. It's 47 past the hour. This is Pete Moss.
And I'm Les Humid.
Good news from our Good News news desk. We got some good news for you today. And the good news is that little kitty has been found.
You want to thank
Ginger.
That makes Lester Hugh Humid very happy.
So there's good news. Who says there's not good news? It's good to do good stuff for good people.
Thank you, Peter.
Isn't it?
Nice to see you're getting back to normal, and we're happy to be here. Remember, if you like what you hear, call that wonderful young boy, Michael Hughes, and tell him to get rid of Dan and Mark.
And if you don't like it, don't bother calling. We won't do this again.
Absolutely.
Hello? Pete Les.
Hello?
Hello.
You're on the air, young man.
Hello, yes.
Okay. A Jew, a Muslim, and a Christian are in the race. Who wins?
Is this a joke?
Hold on a second. No, we don't do that. We don't do that
are
type
you,
of stuff.
Are you inebriated, son?
Yes, I am.
Well, what's your name?
Chad.
Chad. Chad. How old are you, son?
26.
Oh, it's far too young to be drunk during the middle of the day.
Hey, why do Chinese people like Fox News?
If you like what you hear, here's what you like.
Why do Chinese? I'm curious, is that a joke or is that one of those brain twisters? Why do Chinese people like Fox News?
Because it's news without the slant.
News without the slant? Hey.
Their eyes.
Hey, hold on. You must be thinking you're calling the other show.
Not funny. Listen, not funny. As someone who served America in Korea,
I'd cuff you right in the neck, you little SOB.
I'd really rather not speak about my time in Korea. It's a private time, and I'll keep it to myself. But listen,
way out of line.
Yeah. Wow. Banish.
Wrong show, buddy.
Banish him. I suggest you put the bottle down, son. You wait till the TV comes on, and you watch Jim Nance, that wonderful broadcaster on CBS. He'll straighten you right out. He does it right. He does it the right way, by golly.
He sure does.
Jeez. Well, you know, the most important thing of any radio show is knowing who the really important people are. Mm-hmm. And while you'd like to think that it's you, the listener, and we'd like to think it's us, the disc jockeys, right, the truth is, it's Ma and Pa Advertiser. It sure is. Yeah. And let's take this opportunity to say a big pedantless thank you to all the fine sponsors who are making this broadcast possible. Dan and Mark would never stop at this point to take a commercial set, but I see that already they're 7 minutes late according to the Westwood One Formatic clock, which I am led to believe these two dinglings break every single day.
Well, true. It's not going to happen on our watch. That's for Jiminy Cricket,
good
sure.
For you guys.
The glue sniffers are not here.
That's right.
Yep. Although I bet they will be here after the commercial break. Yeah, they probably came back from their probation meeting or whatever the heck they were doing. Or maybe their outpatient surgery to have their silly little brains removed.
How much hate mail are we getting?
A pile.
Oh, fantastic. Great news. And it goes on and on.
It does.
And on and on.
It does. Well, until next time,
and?
I'm hoping that your time is the best time ever. Don't forget, the time is so fleeting, my friend. Time belongs to no man. Tomorrow's promise to nobody. Current time is 3:51. If you have the time, take the time to sit by with somebody and say, hey, what time is it anyway?
On behalf of Peter Paul Moss and Lester Q. Humid, let me say, mwah, everybody. We love you. And if we don't happen to make it back, We gave it our best shot,
as we say in old Mexico City. AMF.
Thank you.
Dynamite. Go to break.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
And the show has officially started, but just for you control freaks out there, here's one of the show entries. Oops, that's not it. That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brand new episode of the show that has entertained the masses for 2 decades.
Right?
Decades.
Welcome to the party, pal!
Here comes simply the beginning.
Don Geronimo.
How revolting. Come on, Robin. To the Batcave. We haven't one moment to lose.
Mike O'Mara.
I've taken the liberty of anticipating your condition. I brought you orange juice, coffee, and aspirins. Or do you need to throw up?
Buzz Burbank.
What makes you qualified to be a reporter?
Are you into marijuana?
Rob Spiewak.
I'm not fat. It's all that fur. It makes me look poofy.
John Norman.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
Joe Artinger.
Whoa, dumber than advertised.
Is he worth mentioning?
Just start the show.
Ready, Master Control?
Ready, switch on.
Right.
Don't let a comedian, a network, a congressional committee, or an evil genius take away your freedom to laugh at whatever you want.
There they are, two dirty boys.
Let the attack begin.
Thank you, Chris Paulus.
Ah, I like that.
Come, watch them stem the rose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Start today with Cobra Starship. Theme to Snakes on a Plane.
Snakes on a Plane!
Go bring it. You know it's the Don and Mike Show. You know that because
Well, sometimes you don't like what we do. You would think
that you would want us to be happy. You would think that...
Hey, Buzz, is your microphone on?
Yes, yes, it is. There you go. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
You would think that our loyal listeners, our most rabid listeners, would want more than anything, Mike, in the kingdom of the world that is our show.
Yeah, yes,
they would
indeed
want for us to be happy.
Yes. You would think so, yes.
Of course. The lowly peasants are rising.
They rose every time we did this last time, didn't they?
Well,
wasn't this like Elvis to Elvis? This was a particular thing that got them riled up, and that's, isn't that part of the fun too?
Yes,
is people hating Pete Moss and Les Humid?
And what Pete Moss and Les Humid are really are what radio was like, you know, 15 years ago.
Well,
I mean,
exactly.
20 years ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So Mike said to me during the break that I mentioned that John said we got some email. Mike said, "What do the little brains have to say?"
Ah, so you checked.
So I went to our fan site.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
really, is it particularly venomous today?
Unusual,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's just nobody likes it.
Oh.
Again, you guys are all entitled to your opinion. I'm not mad.
Well, the people
I'm
on
not...
the fan site that are writing don't like it.
And neither does anybody who sent us an email today either.
Those are the passionate ones.
But I just thought it would. You asked. You did ask. I didn't go search this out. You asked. Again, you would just think that people would want us to be happy.
To have some fun.
If it makes us happy,
right,
and you don't like it, shut the F up. But still they go on the internet.
Still
see,
they do.
See, I
kind
of
look forward to this, though.
When Donna uses the low voice sound, Mike really doesn't need to try too hard to do his Bill Walton impression. This should be called Walton to Walton. Then the second guy writes...
That misses completely.
Second guy writes...
I don't need, like, a harmonizer to do Bill Walton.
Second guy writes... Where's the funny at? Third guy writes, I'm sure I would find this funnier if I knew who the hell they were. I pray Don doesn't look here during the break. Next person writes, this sucks. It's not funny and it's not been funny for the 30 minutes they've been doing it. Where are the funny tapes? Where are the fan theme song entries?
Wow.
Next person writes, I bet the dirty practice run they did before the show was funny.
It was.
Next person writes, at least it gives me a chance to get up and go to the bathroom. I wait for the first break if I can't make it before the show starts. Sometimes it's risky. I might wet myself because of the laughter.
Oh, right. God, love them. They're fans.
Not a chance in hell with this bit.
They're fans of the show.
Next guy writes, it would have been interesting if it was dirty. Guy writes, there's nothing funny in this 30-minute stupid bit.
Oh, that's wrong.
Next person writes, what? Exclamations. This isn't Satan to Satan. Next person writes, this is hurting. What the hell are they thinking of? This isn't funny at all. Next person writes, it's Pete Moss and Les Humid. I can't remember the last time they did this bit. It's 4 or 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Next person writes, I sort of remember this. I don't remember the story behind it. Next person writes, was it funny then? It sure ain't funny now. Next person writes, I missed the first couple minutes. Did they proceed this with any kind of explanation? Next person says, they just said they tested this before the show and pretty much welcome an old friend. They said they did the test dirty. Let's go to the next page.
They're pretty obsessed on that.
Yeah.
On the part they can't hear.
They like this.
Let's go to the next page.
Put it in the box set.
I usually like everything they do. This reminds me when they would interview the guest on Low Budget Jeopardy. I hated that and I hate this.
Wow, thank you.
I usually like the first hour because it's not bits, it's real life stories.
Yeah.
This is bad, but I love the show. Then here's one person. This is too funny. Just my opinion. If I had a cane, I would shake it at ye and say, you don't get it.
Uh-huh.
This takes me back to my KFRE days.
Yep.
Next person writes, I guess all I have to say is, they have the microphones. Next person writes, yeah, I love this bit. Next person writes, yes, they do have the microphones, but it's not Don and Mike goodness. Next person writes, this sucks. Not funny at all. And here you go. Thank God it's over. I'd rather listen to 9 minutes of commercials. And you got, I would have rather listened to the great Monarchs lesbian basketball. Then
part of the world does that come from?
I'd rather listen to the real Jim Fartley. New one. I'd rather the guys have a normal show that gets me through the rest of my work day. Damn it. Next one. What if they come back and keep it up? Next one. If Don reads this thread, it wouldn't surprise me if he did it out of spite. Because you all know me so well. Next one. If they do, I'm guessing it will be because everyone here is bitching about it. Next one. I loved it. Next one.
Hey, there was a... Wait a minute. That was the only one. That was the only positive. No, there was another.
Next one. It sucked. Hold on. Let's go to page three.
They're going crazy.
Page three. Jesus Christ.
And they're
going
to go crazier now that we're talking about
it. This is a half hour into the show.
Yeah.
Then this is just... Now we just have people just saying hello. Okay, I'm not going to acknowledge that.
Right.
Here's one.
Are we at the page now where they know that we're talking about them?
Now it's okay. They are done with this. Rejoice. And then someone writes, here it comes. Duck and cover. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Hi, Don. Then somebody just writes, Z, 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 like they're sleeping.
Right. Okay.
Like they're sleeping.
Rest well, my friend.
Wow. Okay, well.
I don't think we've done anything in a long time that's gotten that kind of rise out of the what is the website? Is that the radio?
Well, now, that's the thing. They flip out if you give out the website. The
secret website.
That's like
that no one knows about.
That's their one rule that they get mad at.
Right. Really? RadioGodsForum.com? Is that what they get upset about?
They have server problems, I believe.
Way to go, Mike.
There is no fight club.
Anyway.
Jeez, I'm real sorry.
You know.
I'm real sorry.
You know, look at it like this. If you didn't like that, it's 30 minutes that sucked for you. You know what it was for me and Mike?
These are the people I hung out on the lawn with.
You know what it was for me and Mike? 30 minutes that we loved.
Right?
Yes. 30 minutes that we loved. And
it's kind of what, you know, they ask for an explanation. We'll give it to them. It's our way of really poking fun at everything that's jive about old-time radio guys.
Right.
And it's just stupid, and it's silly, and we have a good time doing it. Because it's very inside, and it's fun, and we enjoy that. And anybody that listens to those kind of guys, every market's got them.
Yep.
And we have fun doing that.
You know, and I would just hope that you would like Mike and I having fun.
No, well, obviously, that's not the case.
No,
we're here to serve.
What they really want is what they're not going to get now, which is me going, oh, well, you people on the website, oh, look out, oh, am I mad?
Look out!
I'm fighting mad with you. Change the station, you stupid effers. You don't run my life.
You can't always give
me
out.
Do you see what a master thespian I am?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bravo.
Really? Can I tell you something? I don't care.
I don't
really.
Either.
You like it?
I did care about the...
You like it? You
the
listen?
Low Budget Jeopardy thing was really... It's, that's my thing that I've done for years,
right.
And it really hit close to home.
Yeah.
That hurt. That's when I was real silent for a while.
I'm sorry you were hurt, Mike.
So you did get to me with that one. But, you know, the stuff where we're together, that's fine. I'm bulletproof.
Sorry.
I worry about cookies.
Sorry about that. Hey, hey, no problem at all. And, really, you know, be happy makes somebody else. Hey, all you guys on the website, is this starting to piss you off? Huh? Is it? Look at us, we're huge, we're 12 feet tall. Come on, let's fight. Come on. So there used to be radio like this. WGN 720 in Chicago. My name is Bud Phillips. Oh, it's going to be a good weekend to go out and see some garage sales this weekend. WTIC time. 10 minutes after the hour, I'm Bob Steele. See, here's what I don't get about some of you people on the internet. I get everything about you, just like you get everything about me. But really, if it makes us happy and if it makes us laugh, it should make you happy and it should make you laugh.
Right.
All I know is that bastard Mike O'Mara who gave out the name of the website. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to tear him limb from limb for mentioning that website. RadioGodsForum.com. Oh, I tell you what, you've got big ones, sir. Yeah! Only when I have that machine on. How dare you people write anything that's not 100% ass-kissing material.
Right.
Don't you know that's the only reason we pay attention to that website? We like the love. Give us the love, whether you mean it or not. You sons of bitches. We get the hate everywhere else. We do. Lord knows we do. And when you people want to give us crap, it makes us want to take out all of our anger on you. Radio, radio, what would life be without it?
More singing.
And I'm against this whole Elvis show tomorrow they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I hear it's going to be in poor taste, scatological humor, talking about Elvis having sex, Elvis prematurely having sex in his pants.
Well, let's call the Congress and let them yank those fellows off the air. Okay, I'm going to turn this off now.
Bye!
But not because of any outside pressure.
Right.
No. From any vigilante, Hummus, or, what's the name of the bad guys over there in the H?
Hamas.
Yeah. Hezbollah. Love me tender.
Hezbollah.
Love me tender sweet. Too. Or is it true? Sweet. Sweet?
Yeah, first.
Sweet! Ooh, that is sweet.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Hey, there you go.
What happened?
There you go.
Hey.
All right, so we're back.
Okay, so this is the type of the show that we do, yeah. You know. Sometimes you like it, sometimes you won't like it. You know, just deal with it. So, hi, and welcome, everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
You're just happening. How's your Tuesday going?
Good Tuesday to you.
We like doing that bit.
Yeah.
Flipping sweet. We really like it. Now, I have no way of knowing exactly where those posts on that website are coming from, what city they're coming from. Mike,
right.
You indicated one appeared to be from the greater Sacramento area. We do have, from Men's Health Magazine, the 100 angriest cities in America.
Wow, that's exciting. That is an exciting list.
Uh-huh. And
I'd like to know all of them, I swear to God.
For being a radio show that's only on in 30 markets, we are in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
13 of the angriest cities?
So about 10%
right.
Of the angriest part of America.
Right.
13%. Thank you, Rob.
Very good.
At number 96, Portland, Oregon.
That surprises me. I would think that's kind of...
Yeah.
Well, no, you always hear about, like, you know, loggers that chop people's heads off.
Number 95, Burlington, Vermont.
Burlington, Vermont, up there in beautiful Burlington?
That's the mellowest town in America.
Number 90, Pittsburgh.
Okay, well, that's steel town. That's kind of a, you know, tough town.
86, Rochester, New York.
Rochester. We've gotten so many nice calls from Rochester.
83, Fresno, CA.
No surprise there.
68, Spokane, Washington.
Really?
I'm surprised.
Number 67, Bakersfield, California.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can see why.
Number 62, Modesto, California.
Hello. Okay, here we are.
You're getting warm.
We're getting close to our friends.
Number 52, Las Vegas.
Well, you know, I guess people lose money. You know?
Yeah.
Of course, they'll tell you in Las Vegas, it's a rapidly growing metropolis. There's so much more to Vegas than just the strip and gambling and all that, but I get plenty pissed off when I'm out there.
Mike, we're down to the big four.
Big four.
Big four. I'll tell you that they are located on this list as follows, numerically. One of them is number four.
Okay.
One of them is number 20.
All right.
One is number 25. And one is number 44.
So one of them has the same rating that we do, number four.
Now,
it would be an interesting thing.
These four
the city
cities
that Rob and I are thinking of.
These four cities that are left are,
yes,
Baltimore, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Washington, D.C.,
okay,
Wichita, Kansas, and Sacramento, California.
Yeah.
Hello.
Now,
let this be a little game you play right now, a little scramble game in your mind.
Well, there's one city that's just thrown me for a loop here.
Just, Mike, put them in the order that
hello,
you...
Hello, hon.
All right, go 4-3-2-1. Bottom, you know, to the top, the angriest cities between Baltimore, Wichita, Washington, and Sacramento. Rank them, please.
I'm going to go number four, Washington, D.C. Number three, Wichita. Number two, Baltimore, Maryland. And number one, Sacramento, California.
Loser.
Okay. Mm.
Rob.
I have to accept.
Rob saw it. Buzz.
I'm going to switch the order to the middle ones. I'll say Washington at number four, Baltimore at number three, Wichita at number two, and Sacramento at number one.
Thank you. Thank you for holding Sacramento number one.
Sorry.
No,
fellas,
that's not it either.
Fourth place and in fourth place of the cities.
Right.
44th angriest city overall.
Yeah, yeah, laid on us.
Sacramento, California.
There it is.
Oh, they're not trying hard enough.
44th. 25th angriest city, Washington, D.C.
Okay.
20th angriest city, Wichita, Kansas, up there with the big boys.
Wow. Yeah, I kind of thought that Ballmer might be number one.
Yep, and as far as our cities go, where we heard on the radio, Baltimore, Maryland, number four, behind Orlando,
wow.
St. Pete, both of those in Florida.
Really?
And Detroit.
Wow.
Why so angry?
Yeah, Detroit doesn't survive. I mean, poor Detroit. I mean, how many years has Detroit been kicked around? Yeah. Seriously, Detroit's been kicked around forever. Well, Orlando, surprise.
Well, yeah, that's all the disgruntled Disney workers.
Yeah.
Can we lump Fresno in with that sort of Sacramento metroplex?
No. Okay. No.
But even with that, 3% of the list is the area of Sacramento. 3% of them.
3% of our list, right?
No, of that list.
Of that list.
Because of the top 100 cities, there's Modesto.
Yeah, I love the way they always include Modesto.
Sacramento. And
home of Scott Peterson.
Yeah, right. And Modesto got its own ranking.
Yeah.
Calling.
Yes. The eighth wonder of the world!
You know, here, I'm noticing that I had written down that we would announce today our next big Reno-styled show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have a card for me.
I do.
And as always, you just live to disappoint.
That's what I do.
Our next meet and greet, our Reno-style show,
yes,
will be Wednesday, August 30th, in Rockville, Maryland. Stay tuned for the announcement of the location.
8 p.m. I gave you a time, too.
Did you ever hear of Kong?
And I want to send a special thanks.
Don't.
No, I do, though.
Don't throw her under the bus.
Leave that poor baby.
Don't throw her under the bus, Kong.
Well, okay.
You knew about this.
Kong!
Now, don't be late, Will.
The eighth wonder of the world!
Wherever it is, don't be late.
We'll have that announcement for you shortly.
Well, it's cool that it's going to be in Rockville.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sure it's going to be in Rockville.
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be the Home Depot, Mike.
There's some good joints in Rockville, and I look forward, and I know Buzz does,
yes,
to getting out here and meeting the neighbors,
right,
out here.
Rob, get yourself, for goodness sakes, back in our good graces. Yesterday, towards the end of the show, for whatever reason, we were talking about the Internet, Googling, and Google the word Negro.
Yes.
And the very first thing that came up was rent a Negro.
Right.
We were blown away by this. I thought it was some sort of, you know, racist website, but then we found out it was some sort of book.
It's a book, and of course we put, all things black go through Rob Spiewak,
of course, enough.
The black man's friend. We put Rob on this. Rob, what is your investigative team, what has your I team shown us on Rent a Negro?
I am the Liz Crenshaw of black things,
mm-hmm.
And I spoke to a representative at Lawrence Hill Books, and it's actually a website that was created in 2003 by a lady named Damali Io. And the website came first, then the book, and
okay,
it is a satirical website.
Okay.
And it is really a way to put under a microscope the relationships between whites and blacks and the way blacks feel when they are used in a token setting.
Okay, so I guess you cleared that up for you. We were really, when we first got that,
it
yesterday,
looked real.
I mean, it was amazing. We were looking at this and we're like, what the hell is going
maybe
on?
Maybe you could go to Amazon to buy the book.
Yeah, and the thing is, the website, if you just look at it in passing, and unless you go really deep into the website.
Book written by a white person or an African American?
An African American lady, about 30 years old.
Okay.
Very pretty,
right,
lady.
Rob, be wet.
There she is now.
I hate your big fat boss head.
Right.
Ass.
Now, there is an application on the website where you can apply.
Right.
For an appearance.
But it's BS.
And they have the prices, which are $350 an hour. If you want to touch the rental's hair, $25 each time, or up to $100 if it's a corporate event. A drop-in appearance is $100.
Okay, so
that's real.
But all satirical.
Yeah, and she actually says that maybe one day she will do an appearance, but she's not found one yet that reaches her comfort level.
Oh, all right, okay. Well then, screw that. That's too bad.
What is that too bad for?
Well, were you hoping like we'd be interviewing somebody who is really doing that?
That's right. That's right. Exactly what I was hoping for, Mike. Exactly.
You know, it would have either gone that way, where somebody would be out there with that business, or it would be perhaps some Klansman that had that website.
Hey, listen. The more I thought about it last night,
and even before
the show today. Oh, yes. Thought about it a lot.
Right.
Called the patent office today, tried to figure out if there's a patent on it.
Right.
Seems to me, here's why I believed it. seems to me that we live in a PC world now
mm-hmm.
where it would not be out of the realm for, let's say, one of those snobs in New York to say, you know, gosh, we've got to go to this inner city dinner. It would really look good if we had some people of color.
Right. I was thinking about it, too, and I think in a roundabout way...
And why is it black folk would never want to rent a Caucasian?
You know what? I think...
Why is it you black folk would never need us, but we need to rent you?
I think in a roundabout way, what it is that you probably have people that... You know, don't go through a website or something, but there, in a way that there are people that probably that? Pursue that type of activity. Like, for example, say, hey, this is, we want a comfort zone. We're going to bring our, hey, you know that friend we have at work? We're going to bring this guy. I'm sure stuff like that.
Hi, rent a cracker.
Yo. Hello there. I just moved into a new neighborhood. I need to have a white couple over.
I'm sure. You know, I'm sure that there are certain situations where you would we'd see people going to certain functions and saying, hey, it'd be nice if we brought this couple.
Well, let's be honest.
Right? Don't you think that goes on?
Haven't you...
Both directions, yeah, probably.
Without even paying for it. Haven't you ever been involved with a party where someone will sit down, if you're having like a bunch of people over, and say, you know, we really should mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And they mean mix it up by, you know, it shouldn't be all white.
Right.
You know, to say, you know, why don't we invite, you know... And Mike, for instance, in my neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
very hard to find a black person.
Yes.
So,
they have to be
what are you going
to
do?
Right.
What are you going to do?
Right.
You're going to rent a black person, rent a Negro?
Well, you'll have to read the book, you know, and see what it's all about.
There's another very funny website that links to a lot of this, and it's called blackpeoplelikeus.com. And it's about, I think their names are Johnny and Janet, and it's a fictional white couple that talks about how many black people like them. Uh-huh. And it's another pretty biting piece of satire. If you get a chance, it's funny.
Right. Okay. Anyway, thought it might have been real. It was not real.
Right.
Still one of those great ideas.
Yeah.
It's never an off switch here, folks.
Smile that away.
I may actually put that into business.
Yep.
You went into the restaurant business?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that, my face, like in the middle of a little smiling, like, circle.
Right.
You know, just me going, hey, hi.
Hey, if you do that, you might need a hat. Some sort of hat. I'm not going to say what. Yeah, just some. Maybe a hat. Maybe a hat would be appropriate.
Well, you go
maybe a hood. Yeah, maybe a hood. That might be.
What, for rent a Negro?
Yeah, I think you might need
what
a hood.
What if I also had rent a Caucasian? What if I had to rent an Asian?
Yeah. You know, maybe you can be the mogul of that.
Why can't I be the UN of rent-a-people?
I say go for it.
You know, what do you need?
I say you're all talk.
What do you need? You need a Swede?
Rent a Swede.
Need a Swede.
Dr. Ron, need a Swede.
Rent a Swede. Why is that funny? Why is what we've been talking about it? Why is rent a Swede and you just have like this picture of this blonde haired guy?
There you go. Hey, you need to, are you having a party? Do you need some Guidos? Do you need some...
Well, you know, really, if you really want to liven up
some
the party,
Italian guys, you know, some swarthy Italian guys.
You want to do my people. If you really want to liven up the party... Seriously, rent a mic.
Now listen, moments ago, here you are mocking me saying I should wear a cowl. Now you're my business partner.
A cowl? I said a hood. Stick a mic. Right.
But now you're my business partner.
I'd be willing to help you with this. You know, I like me the little ideas. The little ideas can become big, big businesses.
That's right.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. Oh, my God.
The thing is, I really know, now I couldn't name names. I know people who are shallow enough, who have business meetings, social meetings, just get-togethers, where they actually would say...
They'd be willing.
Maybe they would rent, but would really say, you know, we gotta get some other people over here.
Sure, I mean, in business situations, to make themselves appear to be more diverse than they really are.
That's right.
It's evil, but it's definitely plausible.
I'll bet they'd pay.
That's right.
You know, the funniest thing ever done.
I think $100 to start, just for a quick appearance, like Rob mentioned to the website. That's a fair start.
And then
up from there.
Mr. Social, right? I was down with a buddy of mine. This is years ago, and the funniest thing ever done to me at a golf course was this guy, this friend of mine that I knew down there, and I brought a friend down, and he'd never been down there before. And this guy comes up, one of these guys that worked at the golf course, and he hands me this little piece of paper. He said, somebody handed me this for you, this note. And I was there with my friend showing him around, saying, hey, this is where we are, and really kind of showing the place off to him. And I opened up the piece of paper, and they said, Mike, rent a friend called. Your friend has to be back by 5 o'clock, which is, of course, indicating that I don't have any friends.
Right.
This was the first one that I rented. But, you know, he was, and he was also, he was Indian.
Brandon Indian.
Yes. There you go.
Like what, like Dot?
TP or Dot?
Dot or GP.
A little combination of both.
Hello, hey. Dot, a Mike show. Hello.
Hey. Hey. Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing great, thanks.
I heard what you're saying when you type in that word on Google to find Negro, what would come up with it. I did something similar on eBay.
Oh, no.
And I found someone actually auctioning off butt kickings on eBay.
Auctioning off butt kickings. What, ass kickings?
And it started at $1, and what was so funny about it was there was actually bids on it.
Yeah. That the guy, was hilarious.
Hey, what do I do to get, what do I got to do to buy that for Rob?
Bid with confidence.
Have somebody beat Rob's ass.
I don't get it.
I think what he's saying is you're bidding on someone going and beating the crap out of somebody.
Ass kickings for $1. Like anybody?
That's what I said.
What is it, like a hitman? You pay the dollar, the guy will kick some ass.
Well,
this guy's on the phone. Is he still on the phone?
Yeah, he's here.
What kind of, I mean, like, you'd really do it? I mean, was it something you could actually pay somebody to kick somebody's ass?
Yeah, he even had this little statement on there that would say, you're not going to fight back, you're not going to call the police on me,
What, Rob?
You can only bid to have yourself beat up.
Right.
Oh.
See, it's really not a very good product.
Oh, then. Get out of here, then. Come on, I'm sorry, you're totally misrepresented, for goodness sakes.
Good luck and happy bidding.
So it's a guy who's put himself up on eBay saying you can beat the crap out of me.
No, do the other way around. He's offering to beat the crap out of you. If you want yourself beat up for some reason, if you feel you deserve it,
well, then
you need
then apply
an
to
alibi.
Be the producer here.
Right, exactly.
If you want to get beat up on, try to be the producer of this.
Don, that would be
show.
That would be whippingboy.com. You don't have to pay.
And you don't even need a PayPal account to do that.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi. I was calling because the Angry City thing cracked me up. Spokane and Bakersfield were back-to-back. They just, our minor league arena teams played each other. Bakersfield lost and trashed our locker room to the point that we're going to have to sue them.
There are the happy sounds.
Well, what a fun-loving group of people we are.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
Wow.
You know, because you do, on that list of 100, I'm sure there are a lot of small towns.
Yes. Yes. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, live on the air on screen calls.
Right. How many times have we got to say that? Yes, sir.
That's a good way to stay on the air, too, when you point that out right at the beginning.
Yeah, what's up?
I apologize. Have you talked about the new host of Fox NFL Sunday?
You know, if you've got it, I didn't know. I didn't know that they had announced a new host, really.
Last night on the Best Damn Sports Show, period, they announced Joe Buck. And they will be doing the show live from every game that Joe Buck announces.
Move those guys out of the studio.
He's going to be sleepy.
Yep.
Oh, that's too bad. Joe Buck's a smart choice, though, I think, for that Fox show.
Joe Buck can handle anything.
But you put all those doofuses in big folding chairs outside. Who knows? Oh, and last night, as much as I want to say that I think Tony Kornheiser's fantastic,
yeah.
I thought
Paul Farhi in the Post that wrote a kind of a nasty little review of Tony.
I think that what that is, that's newspaper jealousy.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
On the front page of the Washington Post today, it's like the young eating their own. It's,
yeah.
Like, it's one print guy who can't get his face on TV, so he writes awful stuff about Tony Kornheiser. Tony Kornheiser last night on Monday Night Football, IMHO, was stiff and wooden, but it was his first time.
Nerves.
Probably. It was his first time.
Yeah.
And a lot of things he would say that had the chance to be funny, he would say as they were going to commercial. Like, no one would tell him, hey, we got to go to spots now. And it is hard to get a word in edgewise. I mean, I feel for him because I'm like Thiesman. I mean, look at you right now. I can tell when you're paying attention, but you're also looking at your shoes or looking at something else.
You think I'm not paying attention right now?
I know you're paying attention, but it's hard to get a word in edgewise.
With you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not true.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
that might have been true 20 years ago.
Multiply it times 1,000 for Tony Kornheiser last night.
Joe Theismann does go on. That we've joked about that. Joe knows he goes on.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch it. I just read the review, which really I felt bad after I read the review.
Too. I give him a B. I thought he was okay. The one thing I noticed is that he's definitely had his teeth whitened. And Joe Theismann Now, Mike, see that? Now you're goofing. Joe Theismann, here is where the plastic surgery has been done. I alluded to this yesterday.
Got it. I looked at Joe last night. I looked at Joe at the beginning.
Did you freeze frame it?
No, I didn't freeze frame it.
Okay, you should have stopped your TiVo.
My girlfriend agrees with you.
Because you would have noticed that the area is the eyes. Mm. The area
That's
where...
what she said. She said it looked like he had maybe had a little... I think it looked like the same old Joe.
No.
The only thing I would notice is the, you know, Joe is, we were talking about this yesterday. Joe's how many years older than we are now?
Oh, he's like 10 years older
and,
than us.
You know, in the miraculous way of Buzz Burbank, he doesn't seem to have any gray hair.
Oh, but I think it's eyes and maybe chin. Maybe a little chin as well.
You think he had the chin lift?
Looks to me like he's had a lot of stuff pulled back. Like a Joan Rivers thing.
Yeah, this is, of all the things we ever talked about with Joe Theismann, this is one where we say he'd call in. This is one like if he was in the neighborhood where he'd drop by
He'd drop
studio.
By and they really want to beat us up. or beat me up. And I'm not saying this to get a rise out of him.
I disagree. I don't think he looks like he's had any plastic surgery whatsoever.
I just think he was surprised for the whole night.
You know who I think's had a lot of work done is Tony Kornheiser.
Well, there's no doubt. Listen, hold on. There's no doubt he had his teeth fixed.
He had his teeth fixed. No, he looks like gravity is pulling at his chin.
If you've ever watched PTI.
And I love Tony. I think Tony's going to be great.
Before he went on Monday Night Football, he had like Dennis Murphy dog teeth on the bottom. You know, they were going 8,000 different ways. And I noticed last night that he's like, he's got the Regis teeth now.
Wow. The only thing I noticed about Tony last night when they were doing the opening segment is it looked at the eyes. He got the luggage under the eyes last night, and why was it the thing I have to agree with Paul Farhi is, why do we all get close-ups? We got a close-up of Tirico, we got a close-up of Theismann, we didn't go to the close-up of Tony.
You know why?
Because he's going to look like a train wreck.
Look at him, because it's like an advertisement for skin cancer.
But you know what's fun? Do the close-up.
Like walking melanoma.
What are they trying to prove? Howard Cosell, for Christ's sake. That's what they ought to do.
We didn't have an HD back then,
right,
Mike.
Right.
We watched an RD, regular definition.
But you know what? Howard Cosell was like looking at a train wreck, too. And I really, that's who Tony gets compared to a lot. And I think he really could be that way. And the key is if he gets comfortable, don't you think, and he's himself, and that curmudgeon-y guy will come through. And
he's got to do is just start calling Theismann on being Theismann.
Well, and also, you know, maybe he gets overwhelmed with it, but I think once he settles down, he'll be fine. Because the fact is, Tony Kornheiser is a brilliantly funny guy, and that will come to the surface.
And what I was hoping for, and I bet it does happen at some point this year, Joe's answer to everything... And I can't yell at him about this. Because
you watched the whole game, right?
Yeah, because I give the same answer a lot of times to people when they give me a hard time about the show. Joe's answer to anything, anybody disagrees with him, is I played the game.
Right.
You know, it's not that whole I won a Super Bowl thing. It's just, and a couple of times last night, he's got ways of throwing it in, which is like, yes, Tony, that's a valid point. You're 100% wrong, because I remember a game when I was playing against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
Of course, you were a stupid sportscaster up in, a sports writer writing about it, watching me play the game. Of course, he doesn't call him stupid, but he's got a way of working that in. And now,
maybe I'm out of line here, but just a suggestion to Tony. What if he just says, hey, listen, Thies, man.
You know,
maybe that would make him mad.
And I'm just waiting for Tony Kornheiser last night to come back.
It's right. Like, you know what I don't know?
He was being sucker punched by Thies.
Joe would never answer this. I mean, but I'd love to know what their relationship has been in the past. Obviously, Tony Kornheiser has been in this market as long as we have been in this market, and Joe Theismann has been in this market, and I would love to know where they stand, because Joe is a very opinionated guy, has strong opinions about everybody.
I believe Tony Kornheiser likes him because he's always a quote.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So
right.
For a newspaper guy, how could you not like Joe Theismann, even if he is Joe Theismann?
But hear me out here. Don't you think that during Tony's time, at least writing for the newspaper, the local newspaper here in Washington, D.C., with Joe being Joe, there had to be opportunities where Tony, maybe in a column,
has
taken a little shot at old Joe Theismann.
You'd have to go way back in the day, because remember that Theismann, as he will tell you all the time, did win the Super Bowl. They had a great year, and then Lawrence Taylor broke his leg.
Right.
So it's like Theismann never got the chance to go back. I don't think Kornheiser ever had the chance to write the stuff about him that he wrote
maybe
about.
Right. Maybe
all
right.
Those other guys like, oh, they're getting too old now, and these guys suck now.
Yeah, you might be right. And those guys come from the era of the Washington Redskins where they were all deified in this town. I mean, they were gods.
And last night, Mike Tirico, bless his heart, absolutely was on crack. Absolutely. Mike Tirico is a laid-back guy who normally does, like, golf and stuff like that.
Right.
They're like, ESPN welcomes you to the 30th year of Monday Night Football. We are so excited to have this happen. And you're on the ESPN. I'm Joe Theismann, Adam Tony Grenander, and we've got Michelle, and we've got Susie, and we've got cameras, and we've got guys out there. I'm Mike Tirico on ESPN Monday Night Football.
Well, it's their preseason, too.
They're excited. Slow down.
Very excited.
Slow down.
The reviews were so good behind the scenes. They said these guys were killing them, so we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah, give them time.
I don't know why you guys are being so hard on Tony Kornheiser. I watched the game last night. I found it to be fantastic. Well, I can sum it up in one word: jealousy. It's jealousy. That's why these guys are popping off at the mouth. Did you notice with these guys that if someone writes something on a website, they're so petty, they get on the air and read it, yet they spend 20 minutes reading Tony Kornheiser's
two words, Peter.
Two words. Small timers. That's what we're dealing with here, small timers. Amen, brother. Yeah, baby. Tell you what, there's no Tom Gager. No, not a chance. There's no Johnny Holiday. Now, Johnny Holiday, there's radio royalty. There's no Johnny Dark. Johnny Dark, my man. There's no Captain Whammy. And really, if we want to, you know, freshen it up a bit, there's no Jim London. Oh, that's freshening it up. Thank you.
Yeah.
There's no Lou Katz. And there are no Jack Diamond. Touche. 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 Touche.
There, it's off. Okay. It's turned off. It's all off now.
Happy now?
Yeah. There you go. It's all turned off now.
Okay. Go. Okay. Write about it all you want.
Got a break. When we come back, Mel Gibson hates Jews. Uh-huh. We have an expert on the phone to tell us about that.
Very good.
When we come back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, look out. Look out.
Look out.
Help me. Somebody help me. Mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce.
The Don and Mike Show.
Got one finger. It's a bad finger.
No matter what you are, I'll be with you.
Enemies of whatnot. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Who he? That's Dude Walker.
Incredible.
I agree, he's pretty good.
You're goddamn deep. No
matter what. Oh, Mike, I hope you're happy. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I can hear you.
I just went to that website, that fan site.
How's it doing?
Well, CBS error. The requested URL could not be retrieved. While trying to retrieve the URL, the thing that Mike said, the following error was encountered.
Yeah. Just because I mentioned the name of the website?
The host or network may be down.
Yeah.
Please,
they might be.
Try the request again.
Such power.
There you go.
I would never have done that if I thought that was going to happen. I really wouldn't. There's just no way. I'm not that petty and vindictive.
Use your power for good.
No, I mean, honest to God.
I know you're not, Mike.
The guy says a little, you know, innocent thing like, you know, RadioGodsForum.com, and all of a sudden, kaplooey.
This portion of our show at Westwood One is brought to you by eSurance.com, instant online car insurance. Tom Gavin is standing by to tell us about almost getting arrested. Okay. But even more important than that, of course, is that Mel Gibson still hates Jews, and we don't know who to ask about this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Really, we don't know, you know, I mean, we could have any variety of people. We could have someone seriously talking to us about anti-Semites. We could have somebody examine his behavior. We could have somebody pro, somebody con. Mm-hmm. Instead, Mike, we're going to a man who already has an opinion and already knows about Mel Gibson. Not only that, he has news about Arsenio Hall and Michael Jackson as well.
Oh, very good.
Let me call this expert.
Good. Who could it be?
Hold on a second.
I have no idea.
Genius, man.
He's a genius?
Yeah.
You'll share some insight about
him.
Been on the show before?
I think we may have had him on one time.
Who could it be?
You might remember him.
An expert.
Well, he's an expert.
Sure is.
Takes him a while to get to the phone, obviously.
Rob, bust my britches and cut my credit card.
Oh, look out, look out.
The guys.
Here is everybody straight from Southern California, Dr. James Capers.
Oh, no wonder. This is a man who can speak to any subject.
DrJamesCapers.com, methods or practices of spiritual gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, guys, it's so nice to be on your show today.
So, Dr. Capers.
Oh, look out, look,
look
out.
Look out, look out. Dr. Capers, what about Mel Gibson and the Jews? Tell us the truth.
Well, you know what? I had a vision about Mr. Mel Gibson.
Oh, good.
And
good. I'm glad you did.
The vision that I got was that he knew good and well when he had drunk that intoxicating ambrosia of alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That he was really just acting out his own true aggression.
Mm-hmm. So he meant what he said. Is that what you're saying, Dr. Capers?
Oh, I don't think. You know, we all done put our pack one on once or twice.
What? I believe Dr. Capers is referring to alcohol, I believe. You know, I think that. What are your feelings on the demon alcohol, Dr. Capers?
Well, you know, it's easy for him to say, the devil made me do it.
Look out.
But I don't believe it because the devil wasn't with him at that time.
Do you believe spiritually?
And here comes the judge.
Spiritually now, since you are a medium of sorts, you contact spirits, can you tell us, does Mel Gibson hate Jews?
Well, now, I'm going to tell you, I believe that most people don't realize this, so let me give you a little schooling here.
Please do.
Hollywood is basically run by the Jewish community.
Oh, dear. Now, that's a very controversial statement,
Dr.
Capers.
Have you been drinking?
Well,
I mean, basically, sir, you need to know that they own most of the mass media.
Oh, my goodness. But
that's all right. I mean, that's not a bad thing. And it's also run by the block of the gay community. And basically, the gay community and the Jewish community
are running everything?
Pardon?
So it's your theory that the Jews and the gays are running everything.
Well, basically, from what I could see when I'm there.
In Hollywood.
Really?
In Hollywood.
I mean,
I attended many, many of the different award shows and sat in the front row. And
Dr. Capers, let me stop you right there. What's the biggest award show you've ever had the pleasure of going to?
Well, I go to them all. I'm invited to all of them.
You're invited to all of them, like the Oscars?
Yeah.
Really? So you've been to the Oscars?
Well, actually, I've only attended one, and I, you know, it's really, really hard because, you know, I don't know if you realize it, but, you know, a lot of times when you go, you have to wait to get seated, and then they move people all around the place, it's pretty rough.
It is indeed.
So, explain to us how Jews run showbiz.
Basically, the Jewish community owns a lot of the different studios and the network.
I had no idea we were going to get this.
I've met many of the different producers and owners of networks or people who are chief executive officers.
Picture of him on his website.
I think that
Jesus Christ, he's got a towel on his head, literally.
That might say something right there.
A large number of people who with Jewish background. I want you to know that my great-great-grandfather was 100% Jewish.
What? Really? Really?
Yes, from my mother's side.
What was his name?
Oh, his last name was Cohen.
Oh, Cohen, wonderful.
Sure? Cohen.
I was going to say it's the famous Moshe Capers. Moisture papers.
So then,
can you, without being like Mel Gibson, can you condone? Can you forgive?
Yes.
Can
after that very sweeping generalization, Dr. Capers,
understand his comments.
How do you feel about Mel Gibson?
Well, now, first of all, guys, you got to remember, you asked me what I spiritually saw,
yes,
and why he apologized the way he did. By the way, he also did the same thing to the gay community.
Uh-huh.
And he apologized back then, and they also forgave him.
Huh.
And then he also went back and he did some fundraisers for the gay community up in Hollywood.
So
and
will he now do fundraisers for the Jew community?
Well, it was on the news on CNN not too long ago that he was supposed to be speaking at one of the synagogues. So he's trying to clean the mess up, but I'm going to tell you the truth. It's bad business when you're trying to tear down people and who they are, what they believe in spiritually. Because I think that, number one...
isn't this the same guy that just said 2 seconds ago that
they control the media?
Jews and gays are controlling the media in Hollywood?
They are religion without persecution.
Right.
Amen.
Amen, doctor.
Whoa, look out! Look out!
Look out! Look out!
And when we begin to persecute people for what they believe in their religion, you know what? You need to be buried.
You need to be buried. So do you think?
Be buried.
Do you think Mel Gibson should just go away, or should he try to resurrect his career?
Well, I think that his career is not dead. Now, spiritually, what I picked up, that he's got more than 65% of his fans who are still sticking with him.
65%? The spirits told you that.
65%.
That's pretty good. Interesting number.
Are still sticking with him.
What's the percentage, do you think, of Hollywood executives who are Jewish?
Well, I would say that it's pretty high, and I would say...
Put a number on it.
Yeah. I say 40%.
40%. How many gay?
40%.
How many gay?
Yeah, and
well, you know, how many gay and heterosexual?
Right. How many bis?
No. You're looking at, if you say gay, are you saying bisexual and homosexual? Because I think if you say bisexual and homosexual, you might have a large percentage, maybe about 35%.
Aren't we all really bisexual, Dr. Capers?
Oh, let me tell you, we don't know what somebody might do behind closed doors up there locked up.
You never know. Now, how would you react the next time you're in Hollywood at a pitch meeting?
Locked up. I heard a piece of gossip.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Now you didn't hear it from me.
No, we didn't.
But I heard that Mike Tyson, when he was locked up.
With Mike Tyson?
Yes, Mike Tyson, the famous boxer.
Yeah, there he is.
Had somebody polishing the ball-headed champ.
Oh, like a guy?
He was locked up. Well, if he was locked up, who was going to be polishing him? Sure.
Oh, that's right. And I thought he made a pretty big deal about that. He wouldn't do that.
What if it was a Jew? What if it was a gay Jew?
Oh, incredible.
Oh, my goodness. Well, then he would have had double.
What would your great-great-grandpa Cohen say, Dr. Capers?
He'd probably say, ooh, I wouldn't believe that.
would not believe that.
Sure.
In your world, have you ever come across, in your many Hollywood dealings,
yes,
have you ever come across a Hollywood bigwig who is both Jewish and gay?
Of course. Many times.
How many, what's the percentage, you think, of Hollywood executives who are Jewish and gay?
Okay, well, let me give you another...
Or as you say, bye.
Bye.
Well, let me give you a little history about breaking into the industry.
I'd love to hear it.
Please.
Many of the male actors who have made it have subjected themselves to sexual contacts with these people.
By men?
In order, men and men, women with women.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And men with women, whatever.
Right.
In order to get their careers to go forward. Many have secretly said that Hollywood is one of the vehicles. In order to get your way up, you have to sleep with the bosses.
Now, that's kind of an old theory about Hollywood. I didn't know it was that widespread.
Oh, it's not an old theory, sir. It's quite true.
Yeah, go ahead, Don. Yes.
Well, I was just going to say, would you at any time, Dr. Capers, if you were a young aspiring star, would you sleep with a Jew, bisexual, Hollywood bigwig to advance your career?
Being young and naive, I don't know, because I can't always...
Sure you do.
I can say now, Dynamite, that, you know, I know better and I know a way. But I guess if I was young, I would have did it, jumped in the shower and washed up and say, next.
Right.
Oh, wow. Look out.
Price of fame.
Well, Buzz was just on your website, and we were looking at the gigantic picture on the homepage of yourself. You are a handsome man.
Oh, thank you.
And what is the wrap that you appear to be wearing on your head?
Oh, well, you know what? People who basically...
Don't weigh that to the airport, Dr. Caver.
You know what? I already went through that stuff, guys, from the last time that I predicted X marks the spot on your show.
Ah, yes.
And then I went to the airport for the next 2 years. They had me stripping, strip-searching me down.
Whoa.
Yeah, because don't you remember the last time you had me on the show, I gave you a latitude and a longitude of X marks the spot where Osama bin Laden was. And exactly 10 miles from that latitude and longitude was the first terrorist attack on Saudi Arabia.
You know too much.
Longitude. I remember the latitude, not the longitude.
Well, you have to please forgive me. I'm just from the old school. I don't know everything.
You are. We're still looking at the picture. We're looking at your picture on the website.
So do you get hassled at airports still, Dr. Cabers?
No. After that. But if you guys remember when the first Homeland Security person who was installed stated that they had inside information about bombs in the New York subway, and they asked him where they got that information from. That information came from me. Then later, and then later, a person who retired from the CIA verified it and wrote a book and stated that they stopped the plot.
Wow.
All right, well, there you go. It's Dr. James Capers.
Yeah. Anything new in your life, Dr. Capers? Anything exciting happening?
We got to wrap it up.
Sorry about that.
We're running late.
Sorry.
Dr. James Capers, thank you for being on the show.
Oh, yes, but guys, now, our readings on our website is $200. But for all our listeners for Don and Mike's show, we're running a special for $50.
Only $50?
Really? 500 people who email.
You're giving it away.
Yeah, we are.
He always
go to drjamescapers.com. The quick, Rob says I should ask you, what about Arsenio Hall?
Ooh, Arsenio Hall has a history of being, before he became famous, was a female impersonator in Las Vegas. And when he got discovered and had his show, rumors, gossip stated that him and Mike Tyson was doing the dirty do together.
Again, Mike Tyson.
And
Mike
they Tyson. Said that Mike Tyson's limousine had been spotted in the back of the studio picking our studio up. And remember...
I thought you meant spotted like
speckles.
Yes.
Spotting.
Look out. But I wanted to know who was the top and who was the bottom.
Oh.
All right. What are you? Are you a top or a bottom?
Am I a top or a bottom?
Yeah.
Well, if I was single and not married, I would kill you.
Oh, okay. Very good. Yeah.
Who are you married to? What's the lucky guy's name?
Mike.
All right, Dr. Capers.
Thank you, Dr. Glue. We won't get the answer, Don.
Always good talking to you, sir.
Oh, it's good talking to you. Oh, wait, you know, guys, I got some dirt on Prince Andrew from London.
Oh, really?
All right, guys, anyway.
Yes.
You know who cares about that is Rob. Why don't you hold on? You can tell him that during the break. Hold on.
Thank you, Dr. Capers. We got to run.
Dr. Capers, thank you very much.
Wow. We should pick it up. And you know what? I think whenever we speak to the good doctor again, we should have Buzz's little computer monitor where he is making the picture larger and smaller continuously.
He's almost like, on the website, a fat, gay Muhammad Ali in the face.
If you look at that picture, not the one where he's got the turban on, but the other picture, he appears to be wearing, and I'm not talking about a stud earring, he's wearing like... some sort of woman's earring.
A bauble.
Large. And also a woman's necklace.
His glamour shot, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, take a look at that. Do you have that picture?
Hang on.
You know what that's going to lead to? That's a perfect...
Incredible!
That is an incredibly perfect segue into Rob putting on his evening gown. Dial for transvestites for us.
There.
Wow. Look at that.
That's a lot of jewelry.
We'll have the link on our website.
Yeah.
I had to look on our website today.
I don't want to say a name. His name. Her name. His name.
His name.
The sexually ambiguous Dr. Caper.
Be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Don't you have something to say? 3
That looks innocent enough, doesn't it? Lots of young people hitchhike. Seems like a good way to get from one place to another. But sometimes there are dangers involved that never meet the eye. So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly. One never knows when the homosexual is about. Let's take the case of Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy played baseball all afternoon, and he didn't feel like walking home, so he decided to thumb a ride. He'd done it 100 times before, and he didn't think anything was unusual when the driver struck up a friendly conversation. In fact, he seemed like a real nice guy. What Jimmy didn't know was that Ralph was sick, a sickness that was not visible like smallpox, but no less dangerous and contagious.
Smallpox.
A sickness of the mind. You see, Ralph was a homosexual,
oh my God.
Person who demands an intimate relationship with members of their own sex.
Well, I understand.
He's a man.
So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly.
Yes.
If they try to win your confidence too quickly.
Right.
And if they become overly personal.
Thereabouts.
One never knows when the homosexual is about.
The Don and Mike Show.
There's something else there, but probably
he's a fan.
Accidentally making their audience smarter. The Don and Mike Show.
The homosexuals, they are about to get ready.
Yes.
To have their queen come. Man, I shouldn't lump homos there.
No,
we're talking about
transvestites.
Yes, transvestites.
Different deal. You have many successful, long-running transvestites that just like to put on the women's clothing.
Here we go.
I'm a diaper enthusiast.
It's time.
It's time for Diving for Transvestites with Robin.
That's right.
As his alter ego of Dolores. Testing with the minds of phone sex guys.
Yeah.
Lots of fun with Don and Mike and all-round eyes.
I'm a diaper enthusiast.
No. That doesn't sound like Rob.
No, it's not. And here's Rob as Dolores Spiewak.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, Rob. Now, let's see. Today you have the following choices. Sex-starved sluts.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like that one.
I wanna get off. Curious men. I'm Kelly. And strap-on sluts.
I like sex-starved sluts.
Yeah. That's the one. Go with the right one at the beginning. Right at the front. God bless them.
900 numbers.
Go for it.
900. That's where we pay right away, right?
Yeah.
900. Three.
Well, we don't pay. No waiting.
You know, you normally ask me what I'm wearing.
What are you wearing today?
A Bob Mackie original. Thank you very much.
I thought so. What is what color is that? How do you describe that?
Well, obviously you can't see me all that well. It's a
red.
We're
so glad you
It's what
called.
Kind of red?
Sparkly.
Give me a chance to get through the prompts here.
For only $4.99 a minute. If you're under 18 years old or do not wish to pay for this call, hang up now.
Now let me
see. Billy begins in 3 seconds.
We've already called these lines, so we know that after she says this, I hit 4.
Right.
To eavesdrop on X-rated phone sex at its best. To hear introductions from women who are available to talk to you right now. For women with hot sex fantasies, press 1.
Then 3.
If beautiful feet and long, shapely legs turn you on,
yep.
Press 1.
Okay.
Oh, hi, handsome. A beautiful, sexy babe is getting ready to...
All right. Okay, she's been told.
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry, Rob.
Hello? Sweetie?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, dear.
Hello, lady.
Hello.
Hi, nice lady. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Swell. Let's talk.
Yeah,
Let's talk.
Can you entertain me?
It sounds like you guys can entertain me.
No, 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 no. Can you entertain me?
Well, I can.
Thank you. Go ahead. You know what I like to do?
You know what?
Laugh and sing.
Good, so do I.
Do you? What are some songs you like?
Hello, whore, can you hear me?
Well, you probably wouldn't know that.
I might. I'm pretty.
Might give it a try.
Pretty well versed. What do you like?
Hello, ma'am, can you hear me?
On the top of my head.
No.
Right.
Hi, slut.
How about this one? Mm-hmm. The hills are alive. Huh? No?
Keep on. Go ahead. I
with
like
the
it.
Sound of... You go. No? You don't like that
Come
one?
Come on, Dolores. Tell her who you are.
Don't you know who I am?
No.
Me name, Dolores. And I come from the island of Jamaica.
You do?
I do.
Cool.
I am.
Me name,
Dolores. Me lonely.
Ask her if she'd like a description.
Would you like a description of me? Me
yeah.
description?
Sure.
All right. Stand by for me description.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Me very tall.
Mm-hmm.
Me 6 foot nine.
Mm-hmm.
640 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I have long black hair
mm-hmm.
that's braided.
Okay.
It's a complicated braid.
At this point, he's not exaggerating.
And let's see. I have one leg.
Mm-hmm.
And all of my fingers and all of my... Well, my arms are fine.
You're a pretty
very
girl.
Very strong, and I'm a very pretty girl, and I am wearing... An island flavored sari.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it reminds me of my home, me home.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I used to stick around all the time and drink pineapple juice and rum and jerk chicken, which, by the way, is a food, not an activity.
Oh.
Okay.
You catch it, baby?
I do.
All right, what was your name again?
My name's Chris.
All right, Calvin, listen. We need to entertain.
Okay.
All right, so now I sang a song, you sing me a song.
I'm not a good singer.
No, I'm sure you are.
I'm sure I'm not.
All right. Well, what kind of music do you like? Popular music?
I like all kinds of music.
Have you told her you're a transsexual?
Do you know that I'm a transvestite?
I believe you.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know when I started dressing up like a lady?
When?
During the Nixon administration.
You haven't asked her to tell you how pretty you are.
Guess how old I am.
How old are you?
You know, come on, guess.
I don't know, maybe 55.
Higher?
Okay, 60.
Lower?
58.
Higher?
59.
Higher?
60.
Higher?
61, 62.
No, no, you see, this isn't working. I was born in the year of me lord, 1920.
Okay.
8. So that makes me how old?
That makes you very old.
That's right, 78. I'll be 79 on Christmas. That's me.
Ask her if she thinks you're pretty.
Now, do you think I'm pretty?
Maybe.
Tell her about your women's clothing you're wearing.
I want you to hear about what I'm wearing because it's great, and I dress younger than my age.
Mm-hmm.
This is an island themed sari.
Okay.
And I have clogs.
Well, can't wait till they make Caribbean
actually,
food.
Actually, I just am wearing one clog. As I have but one leg and one peg.
What are they going to have, a coconut?
I remember.
Now.
A game.
I'm hungry.
Let's cook.
Let's cook.
All right. What are you going to cook?
Caribbean food. Will you be my Caribbean queen with No More Love on the Run? You know that song? The Billy Ocean? He's me favorite.
I think I've heard it, maybe. Yeah.
Come on, let's have a little bit of it. Just a taste.
A little bit of what?
Of the Caribbean queen.
I don't know.
But you tell me you're taking shots for breasts.
I'm taking shots.
Uh-huh.
For allergies and breasts.
Okay.
And they're coming along nicely.
Ask her if she likes your breasts.
Do you like my breasts?
Yeah, what size are you?
I'm a C cup on this side. And on this, let's focus on the right. That's been a much more successful experiment.
Okay.
Here, let me cup it. Look at that. Isn't that something?
It is.
How about that?
Yeah, I like it.
I'll be goddamn.
I will be goddamn. Let's cook.
Okay.
Do you want to cook? Are you in your kitchen by any chance?
No, I'm not. I'm on my bed.
Oh, let's go to your kitchen. Quick. Like a bunny.
Ask her if she's really a sexed star.
Are you really a sex starved slut?
Thank you, Rob.
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Then you got to have to get right to the kitchen.
Get to the kitchen.
Okay, open the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Or as the French, you know, there is a heavy French influence where I come from, in Jamaica, in the Caribbean. Yeah. And we call it L'Off We Go.
Okay.
Okay.
So open lock we go, and tell me what you see.
I guess a lot of chicken, huh?
I was hoping for perhaps a coconut.
Okay.
Look behind the chicken and see if there is a coconut.
I think there is.
Okay, fine. Spell coconut.
Coconut.
No, spell it.
Coco.
Spell it.
Coconut.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 25.
Did you go to school?
Yeah, I think so.
To what level?
I think I completed high school and went on to college.
That's fine. Spell coconut.
Coconut.
Yes. We're getting nowhere. C-O-C-O-N-U-T.
You know.
Ask her to spell banana.
Can you spell banana?
Banana.
Jesus.
Ask her to spell dick.
What? Ask her why she's having trouble
spelling. Why are you having trouble spelling everything?
I don't have a trouble spelling it. I'm just not spelling it.
I see. You're being difficult. Why are you being that way?
I'm not being difficult.
You are, though.
Ask her to spell bitch.
Can you spell bitch?
Bitch.
No, you say it. Okay, how about this? Say bitch.
Bitch.
Okay, now spell bitch.
Bitch.
See, it's different. Get the coconut.
Coconut.
Now, no, tell her, just
she's supposed to please you.
You're supposed to please me, and you know what you're doing?
What?
You're upsetting me.
Really?
Yeah.
So you might have to find another slut.
I might need another one. Girl, slut. Sex star, that is.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what you can do? You can hang up, and then you can call back again.
You say, listen, whore, no whore is going to blow me off.
No whore's going to blow me off. Listen, please get the coconut. You have it?
Do I have the coconut?
Yeah, remember the coconut? Okay, now get the machete.
Yeah, the coconut that was behind the chicken.
Tell her you're naked in your bathtub.
Yeah. I'm naked in my tub right now, but there's no water in the tub. I'm just standing in it.
Okay.
Now, do you have a lime?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Now, ask her to spell it and get mad if she doesn't.
Can you spell lime?
Lime.
You're killing me, baby. I want you to take the machete and open the coconut up. And I want to hear it. Okay. Go!
Pop.
Excellent. Nice job. What was your name again?
Stupid. Chris.
Thank you.
Lazy.
Thank you, Lazy. Right. Now, put the lime in the coconut and shake it all up.
Okay.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I believe you are.
Yes. Please go get the chicken.
Yes,
get some boneless, skinless breasts. At least as big as my right one. Okay. Now, do you have a meat mallet?
Do you have a meat mallet?
Do you have a meat mallet? Pound it thin.
Mm-hmm.
Pound it thin and let's hear it.
Bang, 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 bang.
No. I need more realism.
No.
Bang, 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 bang.
She's horrible.
You're not very good, Chris. How about this? Take the phone and hit it on something so it sounds like you're hitting the chicken. Yeah.
That's what she really was hitting it on.
What were you really hitting it on?
I'm hitting it on my phone.
But what was the phone hitting?
The chicken.
One of her big, hard, fake breasts.
Now, I want you to do is the chicken thin?
It's getting there.
Okay, finish it up. Go ahead.
Okay.
So, is the chicken as thin as you are fat?
Is the chicken as thin as you are fat?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, now I want you to get out the paring knife.
Okay.
And slice the chicken breast in halves, then halved again.
Okay.
Okay, go. Tell me when you're done. And how many pieces of chicken do you have now?
I'm not done.
Say, stupid pig says what?
Okay, tell me when you're done, stupid pig says what? Stupid pig says what?
Yeah, I have about six.
Okay, you have six. Then you have just created some sort of parallel universe because you should have eight pieces of chicken.
Really?
Yes, two times.
I like my chicken, baked.
You like it baked? All right, then let's fire up the oven.
Big.
The oven.
Okay. Tell her you're horny again now.
Okay, I'm feeling it now. I'm horny now.
Ask her what she's wearing to cook in.
What are you wearing to cook in?
My white thong panties.
That's it?
Yep.
Oh, you're going to have to put something else on.
Why?
Ask her if she's clean.
Are you clean?
Oh, of course.
Did you wash your hands before handling raw meat?
I always do.
Okay, because you're going to burn yourself.
Ask her to run the water and then really want to hear the sound of it.
Can you run the water? Because I want to hear the sound of the washing.
Really?
Yeah, I
do. That would really do it for you.
That would do it for me.
I'm in my bedroom.
No, you're in your kitchen.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Okay, now.
She's not kidding. She's in the reclining position.
Have you even moved since we've called?
Have I moved?
Since I called you, have you called? Have you moved?
I shifted a little bit, one of my butt cheeks.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
And what's your weight?
About 145.
The truth.
About 145.
The truth.
Okay, maybe 146.
Okay, yeah, because of all the chicken, right?
Tell you knew she was a pig.
I knew you were a pig, but I like that.
A whole lot of other stuff.
Okay, now, okay, how about this? Are you ready?
No.
Okay, tell me when you're ready.
Uh-huh.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eggs. You ready for eggs?
Yes.
You like eggs.
Ask her how she likes her eggs.
How do you like your eggs?
Hey, stupid.
What's that?
Scrambled, whatever.
Scrambled and dumb?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Let's scramble some eggs. How many eggs are in that fridge, Chris?
I don't know. I had a whole bunch earlier, so.
Okay, let's see. I think I need about 16.
16
eggs.
Really, you have to tell her she is giving you the worst horse service you've gotten.
All right, you know what? Let's drop this. Mm-hmm. I'm dissatisfied.
Really?
I don't think you're trying very hard.
Oh, well, you're doing all the talking.
I know, but
I'm trying harder than
right,
me.
Then let's do the talking.
You do the talking. Tell me about the eggs.
What about the eggs? They're in the fridge.
Okay, walk me through the making
of the eggs.
The making of eggs from the chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you like chicken, don't you?
Yeah, but now I'm feeling like eggs.
Tell me you need her to talk to you.
I need you to talk to me about eggs.
Oh, no, she just needs to talk to you.
What
about chicken?
What do you want?
Okay, talk to me about what you want to talk about.
Well, I'm here to talk about whatever you want to talk about. So you talk about chicken and eggs.
Get angry.
Say, listen, and bitch, talk to me about eggs or go get an AIDS test.
I need...
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening?
I think so.
I need talk... about eggs.
Okay.
Talk about eggs.
Okay.
God's gift, you know? The white shell, the yolk, the whole deal. Tell me about eggs, now.
Might want to get into a rage with her.
Yeah. Okay, eggs. Do you want them scrambled, or how do you want them?
I want them scrambled.
You want them scrambled?
I want them scrambled.
Scrambled?
I do. I want a big, stupid plate of stupid eggs.
Okay, good. You have it.
No, you didn't even heat up the pan. Don't you know what happens if you cook eggs in a cold pan? They
stick. Annie Wilkes.
Now, Annie, you got to listen to me.
You got
to
get mad.
We're going to have to cook eggs, okay?
Rob, you got
to
lose it with this
okay,
one.
What you got to do? Are you listening? Tell me about eggs.
Yeah, you gotta get them scrambled.
You gotta heat them up. You gotta cook it. You gotta shake it. You gotta agitate them. Shuffle them around a little bit. Otherwise, they're gonna stick.
Yeah,
we don't want sticking eggs. Can you make me some eggs?
Are you drinking over there?
Yes, I'm drinking. I'm drinking eggs. I have raw eggs.
And you suck.
And you suck
you
as a phone whore.
You definitely do have...
You're a bad
you're
whore.
You're a bad phone whore, man.
Okay.
Tell her you're getting VD through the telephone.
I think I'm getting the clap through the telephone. And the only way to fight clap is with eggs.
Oh, okay.
Ask her if those are rotten eggs you're smelling or if it's her
do
odor.
Do I smell rotten eggs or is that just ye?
You smell rotten eggs.
Yeah, because me don't like that. That's not me favorite odor.
Ask her how you get your money back.
How do I get my money back?
You can hang up and call back.
No, how do you get your money back from you?
I want my money back from you.
It was your time.
Well, our time is our time and the current time and all that, and you never even made me eggs.
Oh, sorry. I'm not a good cook.
You're not. You're not a good whore. You're nothing good.
Yeah, well, sometimes I am. It depends on the guy.
I suppose it's my fault. Sure, blame me. I come over from the islands, and you know what I want to do? I want to better myself. I come over, and I set up shop in a beautiful little Delaware town, and I have my shop, and I sell trinkets, and I sell notions, and people come in, and they say, oh, look at this big, tall, hobbled man from
woman.
Jamaica,
woman.
And he's dressed like a woman, and he's selling trinkets and notions, and he's so nice. And I say yes, and I'm bettering myself. And you know what I'm going to do tonight? I'm going to call me a phone whore. I'm going to call me phone whore, and she's going to help me. And she's going to do this fantastic, wonderful scenario about eggs. Yes, the Latins call it, the Latin, it's ova. And you're going to do eggs.
And
you're lazy and you're doing nothing.
You suck.
And you suck and this is not good. And I think I should go back to Jamaica. What say you?
I think you should go back to Jamaica.
Tell her you can smell her through the phone.
I can smell you through the phone, lady. You're killing me.
Where's my apology?
Where's my apology? I want to hear groveling.
Yeah, you've been doing all the groveling.
I've never groveled, and I demand... Listen to me, are you listening? I demand an apology. What are you doing?
Listening to you.
Yeah, but you're doing something with the phone.
Getting a nervous mouth.
Are you better?
What's that? You're trying to hear me better?
Yes.
Okay.
I want an apology.
I want you to apologize to me. Apology is what we want, and you want to do it, and I want to hear it. And I want you to apologize to me and everyone in my notion shop.
I'm not good at apologies.
Hi. You're not good at that. What are you good at?
Sucking.
Nothing. Zero. Zip.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God. Talking to you is like trying to build a statue with no marble. I'm getting nothing. Try to apologize. Give me something.
That's the same way I feel about you.
Oh, now we're getting to something. What's the problem with me?
It's all about you.
It is all about
you. You're the guy calling the goddamn cell phone.
I'm paying number of dollars per X number of minutes,
What doesn't she like about you?
What don't you like about me? And prithee, be specific.
You're paying.
I am talking.
And you're entertaining me. You're funny.
No. I want you to be mean to me.
Mean? I'm not
mean. Somewhere under that crispy, crusty coating is something that you have to offer. And I want to find out what it is.
I'm not mean.
No, okay, so don't be mean to me. Can you apologize to me?
No.
Can you be kind?
I am. I'm always kind.
Yeah,
You're not being kind. She's not being kind.
You're not being kind to me now.
I'm always sweet.
Just sorry. Listen, bitch. I say I'm sorry.
Listen, I need you to tell me that you're sorry.
Sorry for what?
For not doing the egg thing right. For not being an adequate phone hooker.
And for being a bad daughter.
For being a bad daughter.
I'm not a good cook at all, Sal.
And you're a bad daughter.
And you're a bad daughter.
I don't know what to do.
It's me, your father.
Do you know that it's me, your father?
Really? Oh, I've been looking for you.
Here I am. I'm back from Jamaica.
Yeah.
I've been looking for my whore daughter.
I've been looking. I remember when I met your retarded mother.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know anybody in Jamaica.
You don't know anybody at all?
I think you have the wrong daughter.
You know me.
Face down, ass up.
Listen, what you need to do is apologize to me.
Okay, I think you're looking for the wrong person. I think you're talking to the wrong person.
I know I am. I'm just trying to get something. Can you please apologize to me?
I'm looking for somebody in Jamaica that's from Jamaica.
No. Don't you remember? I went to Jamaica to escape you.
Really?
Yes, the persistent disappointment.
Back. You need to go back and find whoever you're looking for.
I have found her. And she is here. You are me daughter.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Who do you look like that's famous?
You have 1 minute left on this phone card.
Oh, I got 1 minute left. Who do you look like that's famous? Real quick.
I don't know. You choose someone. You're so good at what you're doing right now.
Okay. Jeffrey Rush.
Okay.
Very good. Well, you know, parting is such sweet sorrow. And really, I think this is going rather well. Don't you think so, Chris?
That's perfect.
Yes, it sure has. Can I call you back sometime?
Oh, anytime.
I'd really enjoy that.
This is Bell South. Your time has run out.
Oh, bye-bye.
You are perhaps the stupidest whore. Oh, she hung up.
She's gone.
Wow. Hey, you beat her down, Rob.
One of the most difficult subjects ever.
Yeah.
They normally, you know, God love them, they normally give a lot more. Normally they would make
bells, she would not cook,
she wouldn't even make the fake sound effect of the coconut.
And you know, I really don't.
Who do you look like?
She is not a sex-starved slut.
Not a chance.
No.
Something tells me that she's probably like that chick in that Aerosmith commercial.
She's not in any way starved.
That Aerosmith video, rather.
Yeah, but right. She's hungry.
Yeah, she's very hungry.
Not starved, but always hungry.
Thank you, Dolores. Thank you for trying.
Well, yeah. I did the very best. I think she was nice.
What is the very best? Who do you want? No, I can't.
Spell lime.
Lime.
Duh.
But I enjoyed it.
She's a good lady. Her name was Chris.
You're from... If I could just take a moment, I have to say I found that entire segment to be tasteless. And what was up with Don and Mike, like, urging you to call this woman names? And I heard one of them asking for an AIDS test. And Mike, and hi, she had VD. I'm sorry about that, Mike. Let's bury that. I'm Pete Moss. And I'm Les Human, and that is just about the most disgusting thing. Were they calling one of those sex lines?
Yes. Yes.
No, they were. That's terrible. Disgusting.
People asked that it was theater.
Lime. L-I-M-E. And since when do you smoke the bologna?
I don't.
Well, now you made it appear to that woman that you...
Just because I put on women's clothes doesn't make me gay.
Well, the whole thing is just sexually charged and not what should be on the radio.
What should be on the radio?
Amen. You know what should be on the radio. March, what's the most important thing?
Oh, the client.
That's right.
Let's go to commercials then.
Thank you. And now a word from our fine sponsors.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Ha ha! Ha ha! Ha ha!
97 FM.
Ha ha!
The future of rock and roll.
Ha ha!
97 FM.
Ha ha!
Bang! The future of rock and roll.
Ha ha!
97.
Ha ha!
Bam! Bam!
The future of rock and roll.
Ray.
Ha ha!
97.
Ray. Ha ha!
Ray.
Ray.
Ha ha! Rock and roll.
Ray. Ray.
Ray.
Ha ha!
Enough already. The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You're goddamn
sick! The wind blew
in my direction.
Ha-ha! I caught
him.
He's utterly retarded.
Today.
That's right.
Ha-ha! I finally made a freaking
mess. Let's get this thing going.
They go together like cigarettes and chili.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Here we go, Don and Mike show on the Westwood One Network. Brought to you, the segment brought to you by Ford. Bold moves. Ford. Hey, tomorrow Elvis is still dead. And tomorrow it's the 4-hour tribute show we have to Elvis every year, the Elvis Death Day show.
That's the fun that's going to be happening on the air. I have big news. BD is locked and loaded. Barber Day is ready to go.
It's an off-air event, right?
Yeah, of course.
An off-air event.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Well, the lady. What's her name, John? Rebecca will be here at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Great.
And she will be cutting my hair, John Norman's hair, Buzz's hair, and most importantly, if you have seen him lately...
Oh, my God.
Joe Ardinger is as in need of a haircut as he ever has been, and Joe is...
But they're all paying for their own haircuts, right?
Are we paying for it, or is she doing it for free?
I thought she was doing it for free.
I think she's doing it for free.
She's doing it for free. Happy Barber Day to you, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, you look like you could use a little trim, too.
Well, now, I could take that one of two different ways.
Well, I know you're satisfied in one regard in that, but, you're looking, especially in the back, a little shaggy.
I'm going for a mullet.
Are you going to the haircut?
Are you coming back?
Yeah, I forgot, though, you have the gold card. So you're in
no, I don't have my gold card yet.
You haven't gotten it back yet?
I am just boycotting your Barber Day.
Well, now, that's the hateful part of you that I cannot stand. I extend my hand to you in friendship after 20 years, and you boycott it simply because I want to do it.
Have your Barber Day. Have fun with it. I don't want to get my hair cut in the office by some chick.
Mm-hmm.
But have fun with it. Tomorrow's Elvis Death Day on the show.
Right.
And we'll have all of the Elvis stuff. We'll have the On My Peter stuff and cut loose in a girl's hair. And scatter the monkey and sexually retarded Elvis. And, oh, yes, Mike's Barber Day.
That's right.
Yeah. Mike's Barber Day.
Yeah,
in Mike's Barber Day. Diminishing tone.
Mike's Barber Day.
Mike's little bitty teeny Barber Day.
Let's see what all your fans on the website say now. All those same people who just last week when I looked on it, remember I said I was getting killed on there?
Yeah.
With all those people writing like, come on, let Mike have Barber Day.
Yeah.
Why are you such an ass, Don? Why are you such an ass?
Oh, they're not going to back me up now.
Oh, no. Now they're
killing.
You
mean the people from RadioGodsForum.com?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Would you stop that? Because you
say that.
They are killing you now because...
Are you serious? Are both of you guys serious about me, like, worrying about me saying anything like that?
I know Don's not.
I'm not worried.
No, I'm not worried.
Does anybody really? Because everybody seriously, Buzz, you in particular, are giving me the kind of, boy, what are you doing?
That's insincere radio drama, Mike.
Okay, I wasn't sure. he's theater. He's a theater lover. He truly is. Have you been able to get through yet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Another,
oh, good.
Another site that's down today is the Capers site.
Oh, really?
Really.
No, we knocked out two today. Well, obviously, the one with our wonderful fans is back up.
Yes, it is.
For now.
Are they mad at me?
Hold on.
Yeah. Are they a little angry?
Yeah.
They can't be happy.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
I kind of took away their fun.
I was driving home and cringed when Mike gave out the address.
I'm really sorry.
A little joke.
I'm really, really sorry.
Hold on a second. You know you're not.
It's a variation on another dance. Isn't it?
Yes, it is. Website dance.
It was a rather vindictive move on Mike's part.
Yes, it was.
Knowing that mentioning this place shuts down the server and doing it intentionally.
I didn't know that until somebody told me.
Real funny, Mike. Nice way to treat the fans of the show who are 98% supportive.
Sorry.
An hour of self-indulgent ass radio and they dump on their fans? Will the real Don and Mike come back on the air?
Well, I'm really, boy, he's really upset, or she's really upset.
They are very, very sorry.
They are upset.
I'm sorry. If I could just point out, Mike, it's not only you that has a problem with the website.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I don't want to read on a fan website. Let me see. Days come when there's something on the show that's not to my liking. That's just life. Not everybody loves every post I make. Oh, well, just because I'm a fan of the show doesn't mean that if the day comes that Don and Mike start trying to get me to drink Jim Jones juice, but I'm going to get in line.
Mm-hmm.
I have my own brain and my own thoughts.
Let me see right there. Hold on.
Wrong.
No.
Let me just say
that's funny.
That's wrong.
It's wrong.
No.
You. We give it to you. You drink it.
Yes,
damn it.
It's not too much to ask. You wouldn't have a forum. You wouldn't have a radio show to sit around listening if Mike and I weren't doing it. For goodness sakes, you will drink the Kool-Aid, and I will hold it, and I will hold your throat, and I will make you drink two glasses. I'll hold your nose.
You know, there was a celebrity a long time ago that wouldn't have tolerated this. It's a little lady you might know as Miss Joan Crawford.
That's right.
And her fan club was fantastic, unquestioning,
loyal.
Don and Mike may love the opening bit today. That doesn't mean I have to edit into ad. I don't like the reverb either. So there. I said it.
Oh, back to the reverb.
Back to that again.
Yep.
Let me see.
Well, I really apologize for mentioning that website, and I won't do it again.
Yeah, well, they like you there, Mike. They don't like me. They like you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they're killing you, too, though.
Of course they're killing me now.
Let me see.
They don't like me. They didn't like me before I did that.
No, they've always liked you.
No, they didn't.
They've always liked you. It's always... Hold on a second.
You
for goodness sakes.
You had a picnic.
Oh, I sat with them.
You're the favorite. Are you kidding me?
I would think so.
Hold on a second. You know, they've even got a thread here. Hold on a second. It's like, oh, here you go. O'Mara. Let him have his day.
Yeah, see?
That's a thread that...
Was that the barber day?
Yes,
that was last week, though.
But the last post was today at 2:54.
Mm-hmm. Today when they were talking
about... They're still writing
about spite of what you have to characters, though.
They're still writing about this.
Oh, that's it. You're hurt.
I am hurt. Mm-hmm. I said I was hurt.
Oh, listen, join the club.
Yeah. I mean, I'm
sensitive that way.
How'd you like to be me? One of the threads on this thing was, if I retire in 2008, well, so be it. Show's better without me anyway. Show was good when Frieda died, when Mike filled in. It'd be a good show.
You know what they ought to do? Seriously, I want unquestioning, undying loyalty.
Right, that's fun.
Period.
Just drink the juice.
Please.
Just drink the juice. Please, for goodness sakes.
Drink what we give you
and smile.
No matter how bad it tastes.
That's right.
Well, we will mention it again. No, I'm not going to threaten. That's foolish.
I am fond of those people. They're devoted fans of the show, and I'm just goofing around. I've been mad before. I swear to Christ on Frieda's life. Yeah. I'm not mad. I find it humorous that y'all care so much.
Part of their fun is listening and typing at the same time.
Right.
Typing about stuff as it happens on the show, and I know I screwed that up, and I'm sorry I did that.
Oh, that's sort of.
You pussy.
Sort of.
You're sort a of. Pussy, Mike.
He's sort of.
Hey, I'm not a pussy.
You're a big pussy.
Now, this will be another thing.
Is he or is
Don
he?
Don called Mike a pussy.
You're among yourselves. Pussy. I hear what you say about them off the air.
Mm-hmm.
Losers.
Vindictive.
Hey, man. You know who that is?
There must be an echo bouncing off the wall in this room, because that's you, brother.
There is, man. It's the reverb. And I hate the reverb, too. Meow, 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 meow.
What's the deal with Don?
Hey, listen, really, check that site out any day, my friend.
I check it out, 98%
of the posts.
All right, Wayne, I will. I will check that right out.
We've got a man in the studio now. There's so many people.
Doesn't get his due.
Okay, let's see. Oh, on our website today. Yes. On our website, yes. Okay. Which should incidentally be drinkthejuice.com.
Right.
It's DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
That's right.
We have pictures for you today. First, only because she just looks better and better. And we have the oh, you see it, there you go, the latest photo that we snapped of Farrah Fawcett.
My God.
And what we've done is on the website we have Farrah Fawcett as she is today.
Right.
A new photo of her, and as you can see, Mike, we compare it to the famous poster that everybody had in the room.
Oh, I have that poster in my room. Right.
Also on our website we have a picture of Harry and Charles, the Prince guys over there in London. And look at Prince Charles, or is it Prince Harry? It's Harry who's groping.
That's Harry
groping a girl's boob, and the other one who's like joined their Secret Service or their Marine Corps. He appears to be having like his eighth martini of the night.
Right. Wow,
those darn kids.
She has a drippy faucet.
Oh,
Farrah Fawcett. Really, go to our website under the Daily Log. That's where you click.
Right,
Daily
Log. And that is a classic example, I think, of someone who would be aging, most definitely aging, but she would not look as abnormal if she hadn't attempted to stem the tide.
Right.
Right? That's what that's about.
Yeah, true. Correct. Now, let me see. Oh, I know. Let me just find this. And real quickly, I wanted to do a segment. I hope nobody finds this segment distasteful.
Yeah.
I like to call it Faggots in the News.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Mike, it's news about Clay Aiken's brand new album.
Ah, wonderful.
Welcome to Faggots in the News. Baby, this is just our theme. Yeah, we're rocking now. All right, Clay Aiken's got his new album coming out.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's an album of cover songs.
Hey.
There are 10 cover songs. I got the list. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. He'll be doing the Richard Marx classic, Right Here Waiting. He will also do Elton John's Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word.
Mm-hmm.
He will also do Bryan Adams, Everything I Do It For You.
Yeah.
Everything I Do.
He will also do Celine Dion, Because You Loved Me.
Wonderful.
He will do John Waits, When I See You Smile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Paul Young, Every Time You Go Away.
Oh. The best song.
Oh. And Here You Come Again by Dolly Parton.
Yeah!
Wow.
He's a fag.
When does that come out?
Faggots in the News. Buzz, it comes out in September.
You know, is it too early to say thank you? No. I don't think so.
No. And I got one more list. I got time for this real fast. Oh, Dancing with the Stars.
I'm just simply allergic to Trina.
On Dancing with the Stars this year, let me see. What are the good names? Tucker Carlson and also Emmett Smith. Okay, those are the ones I cared about.
That's great.
And let me see. Oh, Ron Popeil.
Yeah, Jerry Springer's going to be on it too, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. Ron Popeil. How much do you think his stuff, his crap, has sold over the years?
Oh, money wise. I'm astronomical.
Put a figure on.
$50 million. No, what am I talking about? $100 million.
$2 billion dollars.
I knew I was way short.
Mike, this is for you. The only reason I mentioned this tonight on the History Channel at 8 o'clock, you should TiVo it. He's going to be on Biography.
Oh, I'd watch that.
Yeah. With his top 10 products. Very quickly, we got to go to Buzzwood News.
Are you going to ask me the ones that I've purchased?
I went on the web on rompopeil.com. How many have you bought?
Okay. All right.
The top 10.
All right.
Popeil is not a gag. His real inventions.
Uh-huh.
The Inside the Shell Scrambler.
No.
That's where you scramble an egg while it's still in a shell. What about the bagel cutter?
No.
He invented that. You know, you see him in restaurants all the time.
Well, then maybe I've had a bagel cutter, so maybe I did buy it.
All right. What about the pocket fisherman?
Yes.
Have you really?
What about Popeil's pasta maker?
No.
What about the 5-tray food dehydrator?
I got a yes. I believe that was the same. That was a popular product. But that might have been the Food Saver.
Mike, this one I bet.
No,
you...
I didn't get the dehydrator, and I'm not going to say yes. That's not true. I didn't get that.
What about this one? It slices. It dices. The Dial-O-Matic.
Dial-O-Matic, Vegematic. Yes, I got it.
You got that?
Three.
Spray on hair.
GLH. Well, we bought it through the show, so I technically have to say yes.
The solid flavor injector. That's that big plastic syringe that lets you shoot stuff into food.
I got that, but I only got that after I got my rotisserie oven.
He invented it.
Yeah,
Flip-its. Simple metal rods to flip meat and vegetables.
No, I never got that.
You should.
And his number one all-time selling item.
Which Rob Spiewak and I will tell you is a solid, wonderful product.
The Showtime rotisserie.
I'm going to give it a round of applause.
How much, Mike?
Set it and forget it.
Last question for you. Of the $2 billion he's made off this crap, how much has he made just off the Showtime rotisserie oven?
Half.
Winner.
Yeah.
Winner.
Good job.
Easily. Winner. He's made $1 billion.
Wow. That is fantastic.
That's a lot of cheese.
And that's a man that knows how to sell.
Mike had 6 of the 10 products, so that's pretty good.
Yeah. You know what? If you were, like, listing all infomercial products, right. Including my recent anxiety and stress tapes that I got, you know, from the from Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety.
How's that ab machine working out?
The ab machine, that's what messed up my back.
The ab lounger?
The ab lounger, which I still have in the basement, is what... That's what I...
About that thing back in the day. I'm sorry. That made me really excited about. You plug your TV...
Super antenna.
...through this thing, and it turns your entire house into an antenna.
We destroyed that on the air.
We did.
I also bought the Food Saver, and I think I brought that in. And also the Jetstream oven.
Yes.
The Jetstream oven did not last for me very long.
We got a break. We will be back, and Buzz will bring us some news and comments.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. All right. Set it and forget it.
Right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Hello, friends. Jim Nance. You're at the 18th Tower. Welcome.
Welcome.
They don't like to brag, but they invented inventing. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right back with Buzz's News Now.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance. You're at the 18th Tower. Welcome.
Shut up, Nancy. Buzz's News brought to you tonight by Ford. Visit addictedtokelly.com for all the latest Kelly Clarkson tour information. As well as exclusive video. Get a chance to win Kelly Clarkson's Mustang GT convertible. Brought to you by Ford. And once again, with news and comments, here is our friend Guy Birdley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Some days it seems they make the news just for us. In Israel, breast implants saved a woman's life from a rocket attack by Hezbollah.
That's right, Buzz.
Quoting her doctor, this is extraordinary, but it's a fact that the silicone implants prevented her from a more serious wound.
Wow.
He says the silicone bags caught the shrapnel and were replaced. She'll be fine. And just as busty as before.
Fantastic.
Now, while we continue to x-ray people's shoes, even though x-rays cannot detect explosives, the Brits have cut to the chase and started racially profiling airline passengers.
Mm-hmm.
First, the shoe thing. The Associated Press has found a document from Homeland Security that says x-rays are unreliable in detecting explosives. Sunday, the Transportation Security Agency, a division of Homeland Security, started x-raying the shoes of every passenger.
Well, does it do anything?
Not really, no.
Oh, boy.
Like in the case of the shoe bomber, for example, they say that if they had run his shoes through the x-ray, and in fact they did,
I don't follow you.
Device inside wasn't detected by the x-ray.
I don't follow you.
That's a dumb
Explain
guy.
Yourself.
Anyway, Homeland Security's report on this came out well over a year ago, and the x-ray machines still have not been updated.
X-ray machine.
I don't follow you. Explain yourself.
The British government.
I don't follow you. Explain yourself.
I'm not going to hold up the rest of the class just for you. The British government, meanwhile, has told its screeners...
You are in denial.
Perhaps. The British government told its screeners to focus on people who appear to be Muslim by race or religion. This includes, but is not limited to...
Not kidding.
...young Asian men.
Not kidding.
Dr. Capers.
Dr. Capers with the turban?
Anybody with the turban.
Dr. Capers with the turban, you stop him. Dr. Capers without, you just compliment him on his jewelry.
You know, I think I mentioned it yesterday, and if I did, I apologize, or the day before, because the news is always roughly at the same time. LL you know, or I like to call it Kal-El.
Kal-El.
Either way.
The Israeli airline.
Look at the way they do it.
Right.
Really, they profile, I don't know if they do it racially. I read a whole big thing about how they look at your passport, they see where you've been. Mm-hmm. If you're a bad guy, they pull you off. And you know what all they do? They sit you down and they talk to you.
Yeah.
And if you look squirrely, if you start to sweat,
fidget,
if your pupils are dilated or whatever, I mean, they just say don't get on the plane now.
Right.
Beautiful. Let's
I mean, they've
that.
Been doing it for so much longer than we have, and they've been honing it and refining it,
yep.
And I wish we would
Let's
implement
that.
Some
we
of their
learn
stuff.
From them, I got a thing about my feet. Yeah, I don't like taking my shoes off.
It's Nobody
like,
does.
Christ, sit me down under a hot light. I will pledge my allegiance to America. I would never do anything to hurt America or hurt anybody on an airplane. Just please leave my freaking feet alone.
Well, put that all on a sign the next time you go into the airport. Just one big sign with all that information you just gave us, and
mm-hmm.
see how they respond to it. It should be interesting.
Yeah,
let us
that's
know.
That's what I'll do. Show up with a big sandwich board.
Let us know.
Don't touch my feet.
Oh, that turns out.
Not a chance. I'm carrying a bomb.
You don't like people touching your feet?
Hello.
When
good
did
for
this
you.
Start?
What was that? Good for you. Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Well, in case you've been wondering, the latest terror scare has not given the president a boost in the polls. That's unusual. Historically,
brother, what can I do to help you?
Historically, we rally around our leader at a time like this. These days, pretty much regardless of what happens, W stays locked in at around 36%. The latest CBS poll also shows that Americans are more concerned about terror since this past week and do favor the tighter airport security. But Americans, most of us, still rank Iraq as a bigger problem than terrorism.
I don't know which channel it was. I want to say Fox News, but I don't think so. They had, of course, they had the back and forth today with the president's approval rating.
Right.
And what they came to was the only consensus that the guys that were defending Bush could come up with
yeah.
was... Well, in baseball, if you hit 3 out of 10,
oh, no.
you hit 300,
no.
and you can make the Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's no. the Ten Commandments rule.
Yeah, right. I swear to God, I heard a guy with a bow tie, not Tucker Carlson, but a guy with a bow tie saying that today, and they come back and they say, so what does that mean, like, with Reagan and Clinton? And the guy said, well, obviously, at certain times, President Clinton would have been hitting 800. President Reagan would have been hitting 700, 800, I believe, at one point. His approval rating was as high as 65 or something like that.
You got a thumbs up for the partisan faithful.
Jesus Christ.
Come on. Oh, they're good at it. Guys with bow ties, smart. You know, it's become acceptable more than it's ever been, though, through the spinning. I mean, it's just fantastic.
It's pissing me off, too.
Even guys that say they're in a no-spin zone are the master spinners.
The alien James Carville.
Oh, that guy.
I mean, you know, really, okay, I understand that Bush is not our brightest president, you know, and we're counting the days until he gets out, but is really Carville the best guy that we could put on TV in the morning for the other side? Hello, I am from the planet Zoltov.
You know, seriously, I think sometimes if you look at the people, especially if you go to somebody like Fox, which has Hannity and Combs,
we have come to cross-pollinate.
You see Combs and Carville, and seriously, you could find their spaceship somewhere.
Combs is much more insect-like,
yeah.
I would say that.
And much more mild-mannered, too. I mean, if you
Carville
want somebody who's really
alien-ish.
Gonna, if you want somebody who's going to do it, it's going to be Carville, but Carville's seriously going to look like, you know,
yeah.
All of a sudden, you know, it'll be Men in Black, you know, the bug.
Yeah, but Carville's one of those, well, I'll tell you how we do a thing down in Louisiana, the way we do things. Listen, here's what I want to hear from you, James Carville. How do you possibly jump on top of that hump Republican wife of yours and get it on at night? Yeah, Buzz, to marry Matlin?
Right. Yeah.
Same thing to you. How do you climb on top of E.T. every night?
Well, you know, she's not exactly, winning the prize there.
She's Miss Universe compared to him.
That's right.
I mean, next to him, he's really traded up.
You know, do you think he, and who knows, maybe there's some sort of mark or something on him that shows that he is from another planet.
Another politician has, I think, found a way to boost his approval rating, promised the voters a cure for cancer. That's our story when we were
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Good tease.
I hate cancer. I vote for it.
There you go.
See?
Rob makes a general statement. He hates everything and everybody except for cancer.
No, I do.
No, he hates cancer.
Cancer.
You hate but hold on. Why do you always say you hate cancer? Because because the joke is that it's one thing that's really, really...
No, the joke is because it's a bold statement.
Yeah, it's out on a limb.
That's the joke.
Okay, well...
Kong!
Taking a stand.
Wonder of the world!
And he means it.
Uh-huh. I do.
He's not kidding.
Okay.
I beat up people that have it.
That's our
boy.
That's our boy.
I beat up people with cancer.
Yeah, I hate the disease.
Okay. That's good. Thank you, Gog. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show. Today. The Don and Mike Show.
More buzz now.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. They are ready to bump uglies for ye.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Buzz Burbank.
Cox.
That's what it says in a log.
The log.
On the log. The log.
The log.
Today's news brought to you by Cox. Business services, providing broadband-based high-speed internet, local long-distance phone and video, data solutions to all-size businesses, CoxBusiness.com. Mm-hmm. And now, here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Hey, now here's a way for a politician to boost his approval rating, promise a cure for cancer. So far as we know, it's never been done before, but that didn't stop Senate candidate Benjamin Cardin.
I believe you're listening to The Cure for Cancer.
Ben Cardin is in this state. Ben Cardin is running for Senate in the state of Maryland.
That's correct.
Wow.
Ben's a Democrat in Maryland who says, and I quote, "We can lick cancer by 2015.
Don't lick it.
Right. He says the road to that cure is...
I was licking Walt Disney earlier today when we were being PBS.
Well, his ice.
Hello, Don?
Yeah.
This is Ben Cobb.
Where are you?
I'm out front. Please have Sloan.
Sloan, come out.
We've had a bit of bad luck.
Candidate Cardin says the cure to cancer, that road is paved, he says, with stem cells, early detection, and universal health care.
Incredible!
Some days it seems they do make the news just for us. Dude, it's a fire hazard. Dell Computers is recalling over 4 million laptop batteries as they may possibly burst into flames.
Hey, and once again, this is Buzz is simply parroting
right
what we had earlier today during our brilliant Pete and Les segment.
And, yeah, people are probably going to ignore the educational value of that segment.
Right.
Thinking that we were going strictly for entertainment.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
As Don reported earlier, it's happened in Japan, Singapore, and
Buzz,
Illinois. What?
Excuse me.
That was Pete. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Let's
Pete
keep,
Moss.
Let's
great talents.
Let's keep the characters separate.
No, great talents both. I got
thank
confused.
You, Buzz. Thank you.
They're actually Sony batteries in Dell notebooks shipped between April 1st, 2004 and July 18th of this year.
There's your problem right there.
What? The Sony batteries?
You get yourself a nice American-made battery.
Good luck.
Never ready.
Yeah, I was going to say with that. Yeah. Good luck. That should be interesting. Do you have one of them Dells?
Do I have a Dell?
Yeah, do you have a Dell?
I have an Odell.
An Odell?
Nancy Odell.
Nancy Odell.
Nancy Odell. No.
That's a computer, a laptop with a long neck.
Nancy Yodel. No, I don't have a Dell. No, I do not. I have a Gateway and something else.
Right. Okay.
Dell is actually the world.
What about you?
I got a Sony. I got a Sony, but it's...
Do you really?
Yeah, I have a Sony.
I have a Sony.
I like when people say, when I mention anything, computers, you two both cock your heads like dogs.
I don't get it. I have a phone. I have a phone in the wall. It ain't wireless.
Didn't mean it like that.
I know. I understand.
Dell's the world's largest maker of personal computers, but not all of the 339 batteries that conflagrated here in the U.S. were Dell's.
My Sony is my laptop. My regular computer is a Nintendo.
Oh, very good.
Activision. ColecoVision.
Pong.
Making the news.
Atari.
Odyssey.
Trouble.
Oh,
Pop-o-matic.
Pop-o-matic.
Winner.
Sorry, winner. I hit the wrong button. It hit winner for Mike on Pop-o-matic.
That was actually a mathematical equation we were doing there.
Making the news just for us, NASA has lost the original video of our moon landing. Sure, we have copies, but now... NASA's version was much sharper and more clear than the version we've seen on TV all these years.
Uh-huh. You know, they're going to eventually find the tape. It's going to be like VHS or Betamax. And they're going to put it in the machine. It'll say, Apollo, what is this, 11?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
They'll put it in the machine, and you know what it'll be? What? It'll be like behind a red door or right. Something like that.
Yeah.
Someone will behind the green door.
One of the guys in short white shirts. You know,
somebody from way back in the day, right. You know, when VHS or Betamax first came out, said,
Christ, we can record porno. Give me any tape. I don't, what, Apollo 11. We won't need this. Look at this. Look what she's doing. Look, she's sucking.
Because one of the greatest things about the advent of videotape was porn.
Yeah. Marilyn Chambers.
Tape.
It was perhaps that tape the one piece of proof that we really did go to the moon and that it wasn't just something from a Hollywood soundstage. There goes the proof. Quoting one expert, for all we know, though, it's in a cool, dry place where it should be, but someone's mislabeled a routing slip.
Hey, Buzz.
Can't imagine they'd throw it out. Yes, Don?
Well, it gives me a good idea. If only we had time, we could take calls.
Yes.
What's the craziest thing you've ever lost? Carlos at 555 Talk.
I'm Stevens.
Oh. And I'm Medley.
Americans are McAngry. That story when we continue.
Oh, well. Amen. Thank you, bud.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. All things equal, they prefer dog vomit. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
When he's right, he's right. Elvis is still dead. Big Elvis Death Day show tomorrow. A lot of people really do tape that show once a year. And I think this year you'll be pleasantly surprised to find that a lot of the best Elvis stuff that we haven't done for the last 3 or 4 years is back.
Ah,
I think it's going to be a bigger, better show than ever.
Be a very poopy Elvis show tomorrow.
Ah.
And now here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Poopy and number three and...
all of those.
Druggy and drinky.
Hey.
Cough syrupy.
Finally.
I wonder if...
At a McDonald's in Athens, Georgia, things got ugly. It was 8:30 in the morning on a Saturday. The Thomas girls, Linda Ann and Melinda Ann, were standing in a crowded line. A cashier opened a new line and they moved to the front of it. That McAngered another woman who then did the appropriate thing... threatened to kill the Thomas girls, Linda Ann and Melinda Ann. The angry woman then went to her Jeep and waited. When the Thomas girls emerged, she sideswiped them. Both Linda Ann and Melinda Ann are going to be fine. The woman in the dark blue Cherokee got away. And in the heartland, Lincoln, Nebraska, a 42-year-old man is charged with disturbing the peace at a McDonald's.
Well, somebody put an APB for Kate Slaw.
Oh.
Kate.
This guy in Nebraska apparently tried to climb over the counter to take an employee to Fist City. You'd think they were serving steak and lobster. People.
Fist City. That was a movie I saw one time.
People. It's McDonald's. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
I remember what you were talking about.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Let's go to Fist City, guys.
That was a bad movie, Mike.
I know you didn't enjoy it as much as I did.
That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow for the Elvis Show. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Elvis never went to Fist City. No. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
All right, and you were there, Kong.
Kong.
I got to go. There's people with cancer out there.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.